you as a man. Original ways to have her face in the pillow and her ass up in the air. I'm talking her knees pushed so far back, it's touching her shoulders. Touching her without touching her. Having a woman respecting your every move. Buying you gifts. Cooking and cleaning with a smile. And knowing her place at the table. So, for all you human males, cupcakes, surface dwellers, and grass-eating lions, your discretion is advised. Meaning, if you don't like the truth, then go find a show that helps you cuddle, complain, and cry about women. Just get the fuck out of here.
I got to man my set. I got to man my set. Got so many girls on deck. Cause I got to man my set. Let's go. When it come to dating, ain't nobody better. Giving you the insight, being hella honest. Teaching you the game, just like that. Time to connect with the man mindset. Have fun, gotta come and learn with a real one. Hosted by Steve to Dean Williams. Get everybody talking when you step in the building. Showing men how to pull women, go get them like. There's really no situation you can't handle. Believe Steve giving you all the answers. When it come to dating, talking and texting, keep the conversation hella interesting. And it don't matter if you're married or single, he's showing you the game, giving you the insight. You gotta be smooth, keep it cool, that's right. So the next date, you sure to have a good night. Ain't no hesitating, time to level up. You think you a player, well it's time to be a better one. Need to check Steve, that is who you need. Got you pulling ladies so fast you wouldn't believe. That's right, so tell me if you ready. We gon' get it popping, ain't no doubt about it. You be dating with so many options cause you know you got it. So fly, so fresh, yes, this is the man mindset.
It is game. Well, wait a minute. I don't think you motherfuckers are listening. I said it is game time.
What's going on, everybody? Shout out to everybody out there, man. Shout out to the 185. First off, shout out to y'all dogs. What's going on? It's your boy Dean. Class is in session, man. Guys, get y'all crayons out. We got a good show for you guys today. Give a shout out to all my chat room dogs out there. All my dogs, stand the fuck up. Got nothing but love for all you guys out there, man. Stand up, get your goddamn crayons out. Y'all know how we do it, man. Y'all know we do. Get your crayons out, man. Come on now. You got a question, put a Q in the chat. If you're texting a woman, you got a problem, put a T in the chat. If a woman says something that throws you off, put a W in the chat. If you want to stop the boy, your boy, the Dean, go ahead and put a S in the chat. Gentlemen, yes, sir. Guys, also, we want you guys to get y'all goddamn puzzle pieces. If you just start to follow us, go ahead and get your puzzle pieces and everything and start the process of game. Gentlemen, this show right here is an authentic show. Everything that you're hearing right now is 100% authentic, 100% original. Nobody's talking about what it is we talk about over here. We talk our own language, and that is M-A-N, gentlemen. That's what we talk about. That's what we discuss. Y'all got the lines. Lines are open if y'all want to call in. Y'all got questions, y'all feel free to ask them. We'll get all the questions together. We'll pop them in and stuff like that, and we'll go into it, man. Let me line up. I got the phone line set up right there. Everything's set. We good to go. You know, it's going to be weird for y'all guys because, again, I always like to give y'all a different perspective of the game that people don't even talk about when it comes to certain things. And today, we're going to be talking about stop wasting your time, man, with women, because most of y'all guys end up in the friend zone. And you know the funny thing about the friend zone is that you don't even know why you end up in the friend zone. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. So guys, please get your notebooks out. If I am going too fast, make sure you put a cue, ask your question, and we would do that. Okay. Let me see. Hold on, Mike, what you saying, Mike? Mike asked a question. You got to stop for the questions and shit, guys. Mike asked a question. Is it good to fall back from a female instantaneously? Okay. When you know, she is not on what you're about. Well, no, I won't necessarily say fall back, because remember, as I said before, you've got to train these women But in order to be able to train the woman has to realize that by giving up some power, you're going to lead her in a right direction. So I would need a little more information, but there, remember, guys, y'all going to meet a lot of women that are not going to cooperate in the beginning, but they're going to be bucking back and stuff like that because they don't know if you're the real deal. So I don't know, Mike, how deep your question is or what she's doing. If you could give me more on that, I would appreciate that. We would, and I'll be happy to answer that question right there, okay? So, guys, y'all want to call in, y'all can. Y'all got a number, y'all can. Y'all want to ask questions, you got it. Statement, so you friend up in the end zone because you wasn't direct with women. That's a statement? Yeah, that's a statement. I guess you're saying a statement. I guess, all right. So, y'all guys, let's go ahead and knock this out. Hey, Alex, I'm sorry. I want to apologize to you, Alex. I accidentally blocked you by mistake, but I brought you back in, brother. I'm sorry, man. I just wanted to apologize to you. I was trying to get the guy above you, and then you swung up, and I got you by accident, but I brought you back in, man. So, but no, I don't. Hey, wait a second here. Well, you're kind of right, but you're kind of wrong. But we're going to talk about this, and I'm going to shock y'all on what we're going to talk about, what we're going to discuss. Now, let's get into the friend zone. So for so many of you guys out there, y'all actually think that what you are doing is you meet a woman, and all of a sudden things happen. Now, again, guys, let's look at it. Guys, I've always told you guys, everything that you do is a tight rope. It is a tight line, and everything you got to do, you have to understand, you have to be on point. Always remember, you must stand on your square and stay balanced, because when you're staying balanced, you're fine. But for a lot of you guys, because of a lack of sense of self, you will dip to the left a little bit to end up in the creepy zone. Some of you will dip to the right a little bit to end up as in the friend zone. But a lot of you guys don't even understand why you are in the friend zone. And the craziest thing about it, it's not her fault, guys. I wish I could blame women for the friend zone, but it's not her fault for putting you there. Women don't put you in the friend zone, okay? They don't do that. Now, let me get back to Mike real quick. I met this lady a few years ago off of Facebook. She lives in another state. Okay, well, hey, brother, let me put some game on you real quick. If you, and Alex, I got you. I'm going to make you a mod after the show's over. I got you, Alex, for fucking up. I got you, Alex. I'm going to make you a mod to make it up to you, brother. Anyway, but listen to you. What I'm saying to you, Mike, is this. If you meet a woman and she's in another state and she has not flown to come see you or pay for your flight or set up somewhere y'all can meet, then there's a lot of things going on. See, what bothers me is the first statement that you're making, but I'm going to continue. I got you covered. I appreciate you replying back. The first problem is that what you're saying is an excuse, because if a woman is actually really into you, she's going to find a way to get at you. She's going to find a way to see you. She's going to find a way to get in touch with you, because believe me, they will do that, okay? Now, you say when she comes into town to see her relatives, the only time we meet up. But see, that's part of the problem that a lot of y'all guys are missing as far as game. When you blow her mind and fuck the shit out of her mind and give her the drug of you, I promise you, the more she begins to run away from you, well, when she begins to catch feelings, sometimes they try to catch themselves when they catch feelings. So what they try to do is they try to avoid you. They try to avoid thinking about you. They try to move away from you. But for some reason, you're always getting drawn there. Not you, but they are always getting drawn back in based off the man. And see, the problem is that I'm shocked that she hasn't got rid of you yet. Because if she's going to see relatives first and not seeing you, then this is a problem that you're having. A woman should say this: you know what? I'm going to come see you, but I'm going to use my relatives as an excuse. Or I'm going to see you first, but you know what? I got to spend maybe an hour or two. So we're going to go and get a room. We'll be at your place. I got to spend about an hour with them or whatever. But after I get done, this pussy's all yours. I'm going to fuck the shit out of that. But if she's not doing that, big dog, it's something that you're doing on the back end, brother. But it's a great question. But I would go ahead and charge that to the game before she charges you, because eventually she's going to find somebody that she's going to be excited to see, my brother. But great question. Great question. Anyway, guys, I'm the Dean. Class is in session, gentlemen. I welcome all you guys with open arms. I appreciate all you guys that's calling in and not calling in, but in the chat, all my chat room dogs. I appreciate you guys. So let's get to the friend zone, and we got to understand the friend zone a little bit more than actually thinking that, well, the friend zone is actually a place that she puts me in. What if I told you the friend zone was already there before you even met the woman? And we'll get to that in 1 second. When I put my bid in to spill a little bit of flavor, let her know what I'm doing and give her my number, and then tell her, okay, when I'm putting in my bid and spill a little flavor, let her know what I'm doing and give her my number and tell her to give me a call. Okay. Yes. Answer's yes. Okay. I thought there was more to that. Answer's yes. All right. So let me explain something to y'all. Let me explain something to y'all guys out there. So many of you guys out there, God damn it. Y'all just like ask a question. Hold on. I'm just right ready for the start. They ask questions, man. Text. She says, oh, I see. This is after I sent a video saying about a complexion tea. Wait. Okay. Okay. She said, oh, I see. Okay. Well, say this to her. Write this down. Mark this at 1725, okay? Show you how it goes off the dome. But before I show you how to go off the dome, I want you to see where I'm taking this, okay? Always remember, I'm pushing her towards my four. So remember, I know why I'm going to do this. I'm going to defend it, stand on it, and express it. So what I want to do is I want to move her from A to B, okay? That's what I want to do. I want to move her from A to B. So she just said, oh, I see. Well, that's great. Now that you see, it's time for you to know that, you know what? I'm free. You pick the date. You pick the time. I know this great place. Now, remember, caller, you have to make sure that you have your places down that you go to. Before you do this kind of stuff, you must be able to sound check all the places that you go to, because when you're putting in your bid to set up the date, it's more intriguing to her to give her more information of the why you want to take her there. So make sure you do this, all my guys out there. Make sure you guys find a lake, spread your ass cheeks. Now, it's not just a place where the ducks go. It's a place where they have like probably like water. Like it's like it's an area that has a lot of activity going on. Maybe there's an ice cream little motherfucking place or something like that. But make sure if you take it to Lake Spread, your ass cheeks, you're only spending $99 on this one. But this is very important. Make sure you find your own tea place that is not, make sure these are mom and pop stores. The tea place, you got to find the tea place, the ice cream place, okay? Tea, ice cream, and talk coffee places. They're all different, but they will all be on the corner of your face in the pillow and your ass up in the air. Now, as it's warming up a little bit, the cocoa is about to go away, but the wine still stands. You must find a cocoa place that's mom and pop, and you've got to find a wine place that has cheese boards and a live jazz band, okay? So this is very important, because the problem is you setting up the date and everything right now is just going to sound basic. But if you had everything set up, you can give her more details. But, again, you got to tell her what to do. You got to let her know. Now, as you know, this is what I see. Okay. Oh, wait. Oh, I see. Now it's time for you to hear. This is what I want to do. I'm free Saturday. Oh, you pick the date. You pick the time. And also, you pick the place. Now, what's very important is that we got to get a little bit more out of her by I see, because it sounds like there's not a lot of interest there. But let's see where it goes. I say go ahead and set that up. Let me know, and if she replies back, just let me know, and I got you on the back end, big dog. I got you. Anyway, the lines are open, gentlemen, if y'all want to call in. Area code 320. What's your question? How can I help you, sir? What's up?
Hey, Steve. What up, what up? This is John from Minneapolis.
How you doing, John? How can I help you, sir?
Good, good. So my question is, I'm having a hard time figuring out what it is to make women, you know, addicted to me, like you say, being the drug and fucking her mind, because I can sleep with a woman once, but after that, it's like,
well,
a really
yeah,
low chance
yeah.
that they'll want to come
after,
back.
After, walk me through when she comes over your place. Walk me through that. What does she see when she enters your domain? What does she see?
I take her in through the door, straight into my living room.
What did she see? What did she see? Tell me what you see. If you walk out, when you're going inside your door, what's to the left of you?
Outside my door to the left?
No, inside your, when you walk inside your door, what is to the left?
Like a
bare wall? Is it a bare wall? Is it a wall?
Yeah, it's an empty wall.
Okay, what is in to the right? Another bare wall?
Oh, that's the kitchen.
Okay. What is in front of you, I guess, towards the living room? Is there any artwork on the living room walls?
Yes. I got a shitload of artwork.
What kind of artwork do you have?
Oh, man, I got this wall painting, a galaxy tapestry, a weird blue tapestry, some green, yellow, red, and blue square types of paintings, some marble posters.
Where's the sexual nude art? Where is the nude art? Yeah, dog, you got to. Okay, your house is a fuck place, all right? And I'm not talking about nude art as in porn. Art can be nude and be beautiful. Where is your nude art? On the wall that is framed, has a wood frame around it. And I don't mean a poster. I mean a painting of nude art. Where is that? What kind of music are you playing?
You tell me I got to get that? Nude art?
Okay, listen. Do you think I'm just saying this shit for shits and giggles, or do you want to listen? I mean, you're acting like you're shocked. Let me tell you this. Listen, I want her to know that I am a sexual man, and I love and I find beauty in the woman's body. There's beauty in curves. And art, and remember, it doesn't have to be scandalous. You don't have to show, it doesn't have to be kitty shots. It can be just skin. It can be how she's posing. All these things. This is what she's got to see. And not only see it, you should have one of those lights that shine. It comes over the picture and shines down. Why? Because in your dim-lit setting house, it's going to pop. It's going to pop when you have the whole house dimly lit. What kind of music are you playing?
I got low-key beats. It's like R&B.
All right, that's okay. You got some R&B. All right, well, what experience is she getting? When she walks in and when she goes to the bathroom and goes in your bathroom, what is inside your bathroom that is going to blow her mind away?
Yeah, I got my own painting on the wall of a beach, and I've also got some other artwork.
No,
some
okay,
beach type
you know
stuff.
Women. Okay, all right. You know why women say I got to go to the bathroom? You want to know why they go to your bathroom? Why do you think they go in your bathroom for?
Because they want to see how I take care of my bathroom.
No,
and
they
also they need to use the bathroom just to freshen up.
No, they want to see how you take care of your body. You have this thing called a medicine cabinet. That's where all you put all your creams. If you got herpes and all your fucked up medicines are in your medicine cabinet. She will open that. She will look through your, she will look around your bathroom. How long have you been listening to Unk for?
Not too long.
Okay. I've been saying this since the late 90s. This is what I want you to do. I want you to go to Walmart, okay? Today or tomorrow, whatever. Go to Walmart. Go to the airport section where they have those mini things, all those mini stuff. Get two of all those women products, two of each, and dump all that shit in a drawer in your bathroom. Because you want to make sure that she – see, look, women want to feel fresh if they're coming over your place. And they're going to leave if they don't feel like – they're like, I don't feel clean and fresh. You want to make sure she has everything, all the things she needs. You want to get two toothbrushes, and they're mini, two toothbrushes, two toothpastes. You want to get makeup wipes. You want to get shampoo, conditioner, all that stuff. Because, see, the experienced man knows how to take care of the woman before, during, and after, okay? When she pulls that drawer, believe me, it's going to blow her mind because most, or if I would say 99.999% of these guys out here don't even think that deep. But I'm setting there. What I'm calling is I'm setting up a trap right there. Because she's going to be like, God damn, how many women does he have over this motherfucker? Damn, he's got the conditioner, the rinse, the shampoo. He's got the loofah. He's got the toothbrush. Damn, he's got all this stuff. Man, he's got this shit together. You see what I'm saying, caller?
Yeah, I hear you. I'll go get that shit.
All right, last question. After you have sex, what are you doing? What are you doing after you have sex?
After we have sex, we get dressed and clean up and
but where
wrap it up.
Is, okay.
Talk and
but that's
it.
What the average guy. Okay, listen. What's your favorite restaurant? What is your favorite restaurant you like to go to? Like, if you like it so much that you told your friends about it, do you have one of those?
Oh, yeah. I love Italian food.
No, I'm saying, is there a specific restaurant that you go to? Like, if you're talking to your friends, they're like, "Damn, I want Italian food." You're like, "Oh shit, you need to try Red's Italian House. Man, that motherfucking Italian boy, that the service is great. As soon as you get there, they make you feel like family. They'll get there, they'll give you your drinks. Da da da. I'm talking about that place. Do you have one of those places?
I don't have a place that I go to that frequently, but I do have a place that I go to a lot.
I'm saying a place you love so much that you talk to your friends about it. You recommend the place to your friends.
Yeah, I can't say I've recommended places to my friends.
Oh, Jesus Christ. All right, look. Listen, man. As a whore, customer service is so important. Because it's not the penetration that makes them come back. It's what you're doing on an emotional level. When you tap into the emotional, that's the comeback. Anybody can poke them, okay? Anybody can poke them, but a man knows how to make her come back. See, while you are getting her dressed and sending her out the door, because you're rushing her out, because what do you think the judgment you're putting on her?
You saying I'm judging her?
Well, I'm asking you, are you dressing her and getting her out? What's the judgment you placed on her?
What is it?
You're a slut. Get your slutty ass. Now that I got done fucking you, get your fucking slutty ass out of my house.
Girls like being sluts.
Okay. How old are you, big dog?
27.
Okay. Are you going to shut the fuck up and listen, or are you going to tell me your fucking surface-dwelling thoughts?
I'll listen.
Because if they like sluts so much, why ain't they fucking you more than one time, goddammit? Think about that, man. Come on, dude. They're not.
Okay,
hey, look,
okay.
They may be sluts, but they ain't being slutty to you. And I'm trying to help you out if you just pay the fuck attention. As I said before. You're getting them dressed and you're rushing them outside. The judgment you're placing is now I got my nut. Get out, bitch. Get out, whore. Get out, slut. So why would they want to come back to a place that makes them feel like shit?
All right. You're right.
So with that being said, let me ask you a question. What is it like?
Yeah.
They come over. What is it like being with you? Not being with you. What are the steps that you go through, the processes that you go through with the woman?
When they come over to my place?
Yeah.
Yeah, I walk them in. I'm just like, hey, you know, welcome to the crib. Here's my living room. I'll turn on my projector, put on the R&B music, light my candles. They'll go, ooh, and just look at the shit on my walls. And then I'll sit them down on the couch next to me. I'll sit with them. And then sometimes they'll just, like, start wrapping themselves around me, and they'll start making out, and then everything else is history from there.
Making out how? How are you making out?
Goes on her
mouth. I'm asking you. I ask you because I don't know how you make out.
Okay.
You know, I don't know.
I'll put one hand probably on her leg, one hand on her leg or her waist, and then the other hand behind her hair or on her head, like her neck area.
What are you saying to her? Just say nothing.
I'm not saying to her. I'll say, I see the way you're looking at me like that. You look glancing at my lips. Come in here.
That's so high school, man. That's what we were saying, like junior high and elementary school, dude. Are you serious? You're not marinating anything, okay? So now when you and when you start fucking her, where are you fucking her at?
I'll start on the couch, usually sucking her nipples there, fingering her there, and then when we get naked, I'll pick her up, carry her, and take her over to my bed, and I'll throw her on my bed.
Throw on you, okay. And then you commence to smashing, and then when it's over, you get your clothes on and go, right?
Yeah.
And they don't get any calls back, right? and you're like you say, your problem is they don't come back, right?
Right, barely.
Well, again, think about service, okay? Do you want to go to a place where they just rush you in and usher you and sit you down? The waitress or waiter comes like 20 minutes late, and when they come, they toss you a plate at your table, walk away for another 20 minutes. When they get your order wrong and the food isn't really that good, and then they're still not around to cater to you. Are you ever going back to that place?
No, not.
But why? Tell me why.
Because that's shitty service. I can get better service elsewhere. I want them to treat me well.
All right. So is the light bulb going to – think about the light bulb issue. Blink ahead. Service you're giving.
Ding, ding. Yeah.
Right. So it's either the fuck game, the kiss game with the mixture of the fact that – let me ask you a question. When you're talking about the paintings, what are you talking about when you go to those paintings? What are y'all discussing?
Sometimes they'll pick one out first and be like, ooh, what is that? Be like, yeah, you know, I got that from my neighbor. They just gave it to me because they were going to get rid of it. Or the other
okay.
one, I'll be like, yeah, you know, I painted that a year ago. And,
Yeah. That's some surface dwelling shit. I got to appreciate that. But let me show you something. Let's say I had my new painting and she walked over and she's looking at it while I'm fixing her hors d'oeuvre or some wine or something like that. I would get behind her, okay, and I would say, yo, so you're looking at my Richie D. painting? Oh, let me tell you about this Richie D. painting. But first, let me tell you about Richie D. Richie D. is an artist that came from the city of Unique, and he's been painting for over 45 years. And what I love the most about a Richie D. painting is the strokes. Now, if you just take your hand, and I grab her hand lightly and have her feel the strokes, feel the smoothness of the strokes. Now, remember, she's rubbing the naked fucking woman. But it's a little bit deeper than that. But I'm going to go get to the surface, or a little bit below the surface of this. Feel the strokes of that. And then I'm going to tell her the story of why I bought this Richie D. painting and what I saw in it. Because I saw sexuality. I see a woman here that wants to be able to express herself, but she just doesn't feel safe enough because she's, in my eyes, it looks like she's never met the right person to make her pussy wet between her ears. Turn her around, leaning for the kiss. You see, that's just one, just little, it's a little pinch right there, okay? Now, we can go into the back end of you just getting her dressed. What I keep telling you, if you're listening to me, brother, I keep telling you, man, go get your lotion, put that shit in the microwave for 10 seconds, and just give her a full body massage. Because, and the reason why I want to do that, is because I want to spread my COVID virus to her and the next motherfucking group of women she talks to. Because think about this. If she was with you and you dressed her and got her away and she with me, don't you think she's going to spread my virus to her friends by telling them about the experience? But that's not it. Let me ask you this question. When they leave, when you get in touch with them?
When they leave, I'll tell them to text me when they get home, and then when they text me, I'll tell them good night, and then I'll call them or text them like four or five days later or a week later.
4 or 5 days later or a week later, what would you say to them?
It depends a little bit on the context about her specifically, but I'll be like, hey, like, what's up, sexy? How you doing? You know, it's been a minute, just thinking about you and what we did last time.
Okay. Not only did you make her feel like a slut and a whore as you told her to get out that damn door, you're like, call me when you get home. Okay, good, you got home. All right, whore. I'll call you later on, well, a few weeks later, shit like that. You're not marinating the pussy between her ears. You got to send, you know what? I want to see, send me a, you know what? Even though I brush my teeth, I'm still thinking about your taste, how you taste it on my lips. how every touch and every curve and every nook and every cranny was a wonderful and sexual experience that I really did enjoy with you. That's why I rubbed you down, because I wanted to make sure that you were taken care of. And now remember, only in the bedroom. Only in the bedroom I'm talking this way, okay? Now, a little bit of yak on the side, yeah, yeah, but then when you're like a few weeks away, so I got that gap. So let's say you're 3 weeks or 2 weeks of talking to her. And I'm talking to her the next day, and I'm not caking her. I'm not running behind her. I'm just saying, you know what? I was just thinking about you. You have a good morning. When you have some time, get back with me. Other than that, you have a nice day, and I'll talk to you soon. Whatever. And I'm done, okay? But as soon as she gets back in touch with me, well, okay, that's when I'm going to name the motherfucking pussy. See, you're still two weeks down the road. I'm about to name that motherfucking monkey meat. I'm about to name that pussy. And then I'm going to have a little bit of sexual fun with her. See, I'm going to shift it from one thing to something else, because at that moment, I'm going to give her a pet name. And I'm going to talk to her in the third goddamn person as fun. You know, I'm going to ask her, how's my girl doing? You know, I don't know, how's Sandy. I'm just saying Sandy or some shit. Who's Sandy? Oh, come on, baby. You're sitting on her right now. Yeah, and that's what I'm talking about. But also, when she goes home, maybe not the next day or the day after, but when we talk, I'm going to tell her, go ahead and take a shower. You know what I want to do? I just want to go space with you. I just want you to say, hey, just take the phone, set it up in the corner, and let's go live. And look, while I'm working, playing my video games, or watching some TV, I just want you right in my phone so I can look over and watch you wash your body. See what I'm saying, dog? Yeah, I'm getting it. She's already done with you already, dog, but I'm just saying that. Every step that I make is giving her more of my virus, because you want to know what? The average motherfucker doesn't even think this deep to do any of these things. These are just a few things that they're not even thinking that deep to do any of these things. They're like you. Hey, what's up? Talk to her later. Why would she want to come back to that when she could come back to this? To a point where she feels safe around me, she begins to talk more about her sexual fantasies. And as soon as I get that first fantasy, what the fuck you think I'm going to do? Something that 99, well, we take out the gay guy, so something that 98.999 you motherfuckers don't do. What do you think I'm going to do?
What are you going to do?
Well, once I know her fantasy, that's when I'm going ahead and record a masturbation audio of her fantasy. So I'll be the motherfucking one she comes to when I'm not around. I'll be the one whose pussy she's going to be playing with when I'm not around. It's already done. I've already done all the work, and I can get her whenever I want to. But guess what? I don't need to get her. You want to know why? Because now she wants that dick. She wants me. She's going to be, can I see you? I miss you. I'm thinking about you. You'll get a sad face. You'll get a sad face with a tear in it. You'll get hard eyes. You'll get your cute. You'll get your sexy and all this other stuff. But see, that's game, man. You got to elevate your game, okay, big dog?
Yeah, man.
Okay, well, good call. I'm going to throw you back in. I got to finish the name, but good call, brother. Anyway, let me get back to this. Rob, thank you for the super chat. Guys, I want to call on y'all. Can't ask questions. Go ahead and ask questions. I am trying to help y'all get some game over here. But let's get back to what I was talking about, the friend zone. And y'all got a question, go ahead and ask. Call in. We got you covered. I welcome all you guys that are here. Get your crayons out and ask questions. We got you covered. In 30 minutes, we will be doing the creed. So we do that. If y'all are just joining us, we do that at the top of every hour. Just to not give you motivation, but to give you a little inspiration and love for self-love. It's all about self-love. But anyway, like I was saying for y'all guys out there, the friend zone doesn't start when the woman says, I want to be friends, or I see you as a friend, or anything like that. The friend zone doesn't start there, gentlemen. Okay? The friend zone starts before you walk out that door, and what you don't understand is that the reason why, let me show you guys, the reason why the majority of you guys will always end up, wait, I'm sorry, that's the drug lab. The reason why most of y'all guys are going to end up in the friend zone is because you are actually friend zoning all the best parts of you that's supposed to work with you to get you that motherfucking ass. You friend zone the studio because you never sit down and create tracks to put flavor in their ear and flavor in their eye. So what you do is you friend zone this person. Instead of loving this person, instead of having admiration for that person that you have inside your mind, oh, no, you don't even work with him. You friend zone him. Hey, every night, your film room guy, the guy that, you know what, every night, that you go out that damn door, every day you go out that door, at the end of the night, you should be talking to this motherfucker, going over every day what you did right and what you did wrong. But guess what? Your friend zone that motherfucker. Hey, your guy, the one that's supposed to be guiding the women where you want to go. Oh, you friend zone that guy. You want to know why? Because you're not even working on how to guide yourself to have that woman guided by you, but you friend zone that one. You friend zone, hey, that table where all the guys got to sit at, they don't even have no, you don't even have no table set up for anybody because you don't give a fuck about those motherfuckers in your mind. And your scribe, oh my God, the guy that's supposed to be like your shadow, the one you're supposed to be talking to, the one you're supposed to be writing stuff down, you friend zone that motherfucker. You don't even work with him. Every part of you, everything that you're doing, your culinary school, the ones that show you how to put flavor in her eye and flavor in her ear, guess what you're doing? You're friend zoning those motherfuckers. You're not even talking to those guys. All these people in your mind are waiting for you to lead them so they can work for you. But how can they work for you? Your amusement park, your sexual amusement park, you don't even have that created. There isn't a blueprint on that, you and especially your warrior, the one that goes after what you want, and the one that protects the land, what do you do to him every day? How do you show him love, admiration, and utmost respect? What do you do? Nothing. You don't give him anything to attack, and I don't mean attack as a bad way, gentlemen. You don't give him anything to attack. You don't give him lands to take over in your mind. You just have him sitting still. Oh, let's look at your marketing team. Your marketing team the same way. You the people in your mind that's supposed to promote and sell you to every woman, what are you doing to those motherfuckers? Nothing. You have no ideas to give them. You have nothing to say to them. But yet when you see a woman, you expect them to help you out, and you're not even helping them out. You don't even have your own government. How is it that you can't even have your own goddamn government? You have a government of poor me, I'm this, I'm that, I'm no good to myself and all that other stuff. And last but not least, oh, my God, your weight training, your mind, your mental toughness, the one thing you're going to need when your little cake ass gets knocked down, rejected, or turned down by a woman, you're not even working on your mental toughness. But yet, when you see a woman, you expect all those things to come together. You expect all those things to come together and show you how to lead yourself to lead the woman. But yet, you have friend-zoned yourself. You haven't done anything. The woman cannot friend-zone you. She cannot do anything. All she can do is wait and watch you fuck yourself over. Give you enough rope so you can hang yourself. Give you enough rope because you choose not to learn that man in the mirror. You choose not to grow that man in the mirror. You choose not to evolve that man in the mirror. And yet you expect her to follow a man, or excuse me, a surface dweller male who can't even love, have respect and admiration for herself. Why would she even want to bother with you? But don't get it wrong. You're sweet. You're kind. You're loving. She enjoys talking to you. So she's smart enough. She's not going to let you go. Oh, no. Now it's game on. Because now I know that you – look, I wanted to fuck you. But you know what? Shit. I guess not, man. I'm glad I didn't, man. Ooh-wee. He's just not well put together. He doesn't even know how to articulate himself. He doesn't know how to ask for what he wants. All he wants to do is fuck. All he wants to do is get me to the house. There's no substance to him that makes me want to fuck him. There's nothing about him that makes me want to see him, touch him, suck him, lick him, do all that shit I want to do to him, but why should I do it? Because he's not doing it to himself, and that's the problem. That is the problem. Because most of you guys out there, you can't even describe who you are and what you are to yourself. And when you can't describe who you are with yourself, you don't realize it. Unfortunately, I'm sorry, you are the friend. You friend zone everybody here. You friend zone everybody here. But in friend zoning everybody here, guess who the fuck you call up to lead you? Oh, yeah. Oh, you all day. You begin to identify with him, or excuse me, he makes you think that you should identify with him. His emotions become your emotions because you're not anchored in and rooted into your core. You cannot fight these things. You can't hold these feelings back because this person you're looking at right now who doesn't give a fuck about you, he's telling you, you know what? Man, let's play it safe. Man, he's fucking you over more. Hey, he gets more pleasure out of fucking you over and not getting you pussy than anything. That's, hey, you know what? Hey, don't, let's not be like those men out there that's fucking. Let's be nice. Let's beat around the bush. Let's walk on eggshells. Hey, we got time. Time is not important. Let's waste our time and let's hang out with the food. Let's hang out with her. Matter of fact, why don't we hang out with her for about 4 months, 3 weeks, I don't know, 2 days, fucking 12 hours, and fucking what, 53 minutes and 20 seconds? Let's hang out. And then magically, we're going to spring our feelings on her and let her know all this time we thought we were actually dating. And you guys don't even realize what it is you're doing. You're not being friend-zoned by the woman. You're just showing the woman that you're brand X. And y'all know those commercial women. Brand X is what? Brand X is the thing that women despise, all right? Okay? That's it. And the problem is that you listen to what she's saying. How many times do I tell all you guys that are listening to me, it's as easy as Mickey fucking Mouse. I tell y'all all the time, they grow up as little girls dreaming of that fucking knight in shining armor. But when they start to mature, they go more towards with their subconsciously been trained to want, subconsciously trained and triggered to want a certain kind of guy, because our best friend in the world, thank God for you, Mickey, he set you all up, and y'all don't even realize that shit. Mickey put all of us in the perfect position, the perfect position, because while he was cupcaking these women and giving them the fantasy of that knight in shining armor that's going to take all her bullshit and happily ever after. But they also subconsciously, deep, like in her core deep, they were building her to want one kind of person. And that's every fucking asshole that came in those Mickey Mouse shows. Because all those motherfuckers, they did everything with fucking purpose. They all had confidence. They didn't bullshit or pretend. They took risks. They didn't try to fucking fit in. They didn't try to seek approval. They didn't act like fucking victims. They were always thinking for themselves. They always followed what the fuck they wanted to do. And guess what Mickey did? Just set us up. Oh, man, he just set us up. So on in the core of where her emotions, where the fuck on that Tampax, whatever she's standing on, she doesn't even realize it. Why do you guys think that they want assholes and jerks? Because after they wake up from that fairy tale, they start to realize that, you know what? It's not the nice guy that kisses my ass and gives me everything I want and allows me to walk all over him, talk to him any old kind of way, and disrespect him because he's going to come right back. No, it's that motherfucker that says no. It's that goddamn motherfucker that says I'm going to walk away. It's that motherfucker that says that you are not special. And when that happens, that's the draw in, gentlemen. That's the draw in. We have all seen Disney movies, so you know what I'm talking about. Doesn't every bad person have the same fucking personality? Because that's what Mickey did for us, and y'all don't even see it. But what y'all doing is you're taking the role of that nice motherfucker that she liked when she was fucking 7, 8, 9, and maybe up to 10. I'll even give her to 12 years old. Oh, man. But once she started coming of age, oh, man, something changed in her as her body began to change. Her mind and her maturity began to change, and she started to see the world a whole different thing. She didn't want the guy that is kissing her ass. She's always thinking about that guy that's a loner, a guy that's not trying to fit in with everybody, a guy that doesn't say much because what he says, he makes sure he has impact in what he says. And it's that guy that she may even hate. But you know what the reinforcer is that? Man, oh, man, the world ushers them in. So what do you think triggers that core? What do you think gives it light? What do you think that gives it light and water for that seed to sprout? It's TV and it's romance fucking novels. My God, that's the water and the sunlight. Because every fucking show on Lifetime Channel or the Wii Channel, whatever the fuck they watch, or if they're watching Melrose, Beverly Hills 902, How I Met Your Mother, any kind of show they're watching today, if they're watching a show, there's always an asshole in that fucking show. There's nothing but a bunch of good guys, and then there's always that one ladies' man. And that one ladies' man always ends up with the chick. Y'all don't even see it. And for some of y'all don't even understand romance novels. Y'all understand. Romance novels do us the greatest thing because they show the woman that, man, can I be in this fantasy? Can I be in this book? And every romance novel is goddamn the same. The asshole walks into town, rides into town, flies into town, or drives in the goddamn town. And somehow, some way, he runs into the woman who is with the nice guy, the gentle guy that, well, honey, if it's okay if we have sex on Tuesday, he runs into all that boring-ass shit, right? Then she runs into that asshole who doesn't let her get her way, who puts her in her goddamn place, who doesn't give a fuck about her. But yet, even though she hates him, she can't get him off of her mind. She thinks about him when she knows she shouldn't be thinking about him. How? Because she's always talking about that motherfucker. And listen, y'all think if she's saying bad shit about somebody, that's a bad thing. No, because if she's saying anything about somebody, that's a good thing. See, y'all thought when a woman says bad things about somebody, that's bad. No, because guess who's taking rent in her mind? Guess who has space, free rent in her mind? The asshole does. But what women have done on the first level was they read the romance novels and romance books. That was trigger number one. Then trigger number two happened, I would say maybe a decade ago for you guys out there. There was this kind of book called 50 Shades of Grey that really took everything to the next level because it showed women out there, not only does a bad boy, not only is a bad boy bad, but now you can see how a bad boy can be bad, where those books became mommy porn. You remember we used to do shows about that? And y'all look it up. You remember those movies and that book was so deep and so large. You remember the movie we always told you around Valentine's Day when they had those movies? They had to put fucking plastic wrap on the seats in a lot of cinemas. They were always talking about cucumbers and dildos and all that other shit all around the movie theater that these women were getting off to because deep, deep, deep down inside, They want a motherfucker who can pull their hair, smack their ass, and walk off and mind their own fucking business. But they're not going to tell you that. They don't want you to know that secret. They want you to believe that shit you see on TV now or in these commercials, because, you know, the commercials are trying to sell you to buy shit for them. But most of y'all don't even see that because game is so deep nowadays, it goes over your heads. Y'all don't even see it. And what they want a mother. Hey, listen, they want a nasty motherfucker. No, I don't mean a motherfucker is going to throw mud at the chick. Not that nasty. I'm saying so motherfucking cold that she begins to have nasty thoughts. She begins to think of things and tries to catch herself like, oh my God, oh my God, that's so disgusting. And what do you mean? What's going on? Oh, I just had I had a dream about you and I just had a little thought. What thought you had? Well, I don't know. It's just, I don't know. I just like, baby, wait, baby, you love that salad, don't you? You like eating that salad, huh? Well, I had a fantasy about you. Well, what was that? Hey, why don't we do this, baby? Why don't you want to play? You want to have some fun? You want to do something you never did before? Well, what does it involve? It involves me, you, and that motherfucking salad you're eating right there. Do you want to play? Do you want to play? Because I know you love eating salads. So why don't we turn this into a sexual adventure? Do you want to play? All right. Well, because the curiosity will draw her in, because motherfuckers that got game can take anything and make it sexual. So her and I are going to go to the grocery store. And her and I are going to go right over to them cucumbers. And I want, hey, look, grab a fat one, a skinny one, and a long one. Get three of them motherfucking cucumbers and shit. Because I know she likes to put cucumbers in her salad anyway. But we're going to have some fun with this. Because you know what? I'm going to change and flip her upside down here. Now, make sure we all use cucumbers. Make sure y'all wash it off and clean off the outer skirts of the cucumbers. Don't just use them. Wash them off. It's like, you know, like when you cut up food, you got to wash it off to wash all the chemicals. So make sure you wash all that shit off. And, hey, brother, you want to give her another experience? Guys, I'm not even done. Guys, for all my, you remember my aficionados from the late 90s? Remember I told y'all about the sleeves? Remember the Dean sleeves, all my guys out there? The Dean sleeves, those silicone prickly motherfucking things? Remember that? I told you, because remember I told you guys, when you're having sex with her, all she's doing is feeling smooth dick. That's all. The smooth dick is rubbing up on her insides, right? But when you have the silicone, they're little spiky things, right? They're made of silicone, so it's not going to hurt her. Happens if you roll that motherfucker on that motherfucking cucumber, have her ass lubed up when you do the five play, the making out, the dirty talk, and all that other stuff. And then you take that cucumber and just fuck the shit out of her on that cucumber. And then afterwards, because they are freaky and they are dirty, that you can get her to cut that cucumber up in which she came on and put that shit in her salad and eat it and be happy to eat that shit. But y'all know game. See, y'all think that's disgusting. Y'all can think all you want. But you know what? There are a lot of women right there that's listening right now and say, damn, I never even thought about that shit. Damn, that's pretty cool. Man, I wish a man ever did that to me. But see, that's what I'm trying to say, y'all guys. This is why y'all guys end up in the friend zone. Because most of you guys are sitting around here being friendly to every woman you see. Wasting all this time running around, beating around the bush, trying to tell her or try to be what you think she is. Remember the judgments, gentlemen, very important. Judgment number one is judgment of self. So when you see a woman, okay, you go through the first judgment, right? You always say to yourself, I'm not good enough. Oh, I'm too short, too fat, too ugly. I don't have a nice car. I don't have a nice job. I don't have a nice apartment. So you have already moved into the neighborhood of the friend zone. So then when you see the woman, you judge her. Oh, my God, she's beautiful. She's sexy. She's gorgeous. And all this other bullshit. Second judgment. Then you guys go to the third judgment by saying, you know what? She looks like the kind of woman I must treat like a princess. Because I know she's not a whore and a slut or nasty and all this other stuff. Oh, no, she's got morals and values. So you know what? I'm not going to be like those other assholes. I'm going to be nice to her. I'm going to tell her, you know, I haven't dated in a long time. You're the first girl I talked to in about 4 months. I mean, you want to divulge all this information because you – listen, here's the worst part about it. They sucker you in this shit. They like, you know what? I just want you to talk to me, and I just want you to tell me things, okay? Gang, do not talk about that stuff here. We are men. We do not discuss those. If you bring that up again, you will get banned. Do not bring up that bitch shit surface dweller. Anyway, so what we get back to our saying is a lot of these women go around and say to you guys out there, you know what? It's okay. I just want you to express yourself to me. You know, I think we can connect better on a higher level if we can just talk and you can tell me things and tell me how you feel and tell me what's on your mind. And she touches your shoulder, touches your chest, or kiss you on the cheek to solidify your downfall. And what you guys do, you guys sit around there and go, hey, well, you know, you're the first woman that, you know, I kind of care about you or I kind of think about you. And I'm starting to really like you. And you don't know shit about it. You know, she said, I can't mess with you. And you wonder why. Man, why did I listen to her? You're not supposed to listen to them. You're talking to somebody that doesn't even know what the fuck she wants. She doesn't know what she wants. She doesn't like herself. She's insecure, and she doesn't know what she wants. But yet she's going to tell you what to do, and you follow right along. She'll tell you, oh, man, you got to take me out. You can't get with me if you don't take me out. And what y'all guys do? Okay, I'll take you out, sure, because I know I'm getting close. And y'all are playing checkers to her motherfucking chest, and y'all don't even actually realize that. Excuse me. 513, sorry for the wait, sir. What's going on? How can I help you?
Hello.
All right, 513, we'll put you back in, man. We'll give you another chance in 10 seconds. Please lower down your thing. But anyway, guys, y'all want to call in, 515-605-9373 is the number. Guys, you have a question, put a Q in there. Let me open up it one more time so he's listening to me. 513, what's your question, man?
515-605-9373.
All right, man, I got to hang up on this guy. God damn, he don't even fucking listen to me. He won't pay attention. Anyway, guys, y'all call in. Please turn your radios down and call in and ask your questions and stuff. Anyway, guys, like I was saying before, this is what goes on with y'all guys, and this is why y'all fuck up, because you create the fucking friend zone. She doesn't create it. You create it when you hang out with the fucking food. Show me a lion that hangs out with zero. Don't you say Madagascar. It's a cartoon. Show me somebody that hangs out with the food. But you know what y'all want to do? Oh, no. You want to play basketball with the boys, but guess what? She wants to play. And you know you shouldn't be bringing her over there with your boys. But guess what? Wow. She's got some short shorts showing her thighs. The fucking shorts are all up her crotch and shit, showing her ass cheeks. She got a real tight shirt on where her titties are bouncing. And you're like, yeah, well, we gonna play in the mirror. You know, I believe that, you know, men and women should be able to play a sport together without judging women. So why don't you come play basketball with us? As soon as she get on that fucking basketball court and you pass her the goddamn ball, she going to grab that shit, start screaming, and run around the fucking court. Then when you try to grab the ball from her, she'll fall down on her fucking back, laugh and giggle and giggle. And you're like, oh, you so cute. Come on, man. Y'all, she's cute enough. And y'all do all this silly shit with them. It's no wonder why y'all guys are always friends of them. Because you're friends with yourself and you don't even realize it. Each and every one of you guys just don't have it in you to control yourself. I didn't say control the woman. I said control yourself. But how can a man control himself when he doesn't even have an identity in which to control? This is why you end up in the friend zone, because you don't even have a definition of yourself to market that part of you to her to show her why she should be fucking you. You've got all these attributes. You got all these characteristics. You got all these internal motherfucking people that are trying to put you in the best situation possible. And what is the things they get from you guys? What is the things they get? You just say, fuck you. You don't even work with them. You don't even work with the mental toughness. You don't even work with your scribe. You don't work with your marketing team. You don't even work your studio. You don't work your culinary school. You don't do any of this stuff, man. But see, here's the problem. Because you are empty on the inside, thus creating this zone, inside she sees that there are no values in you. She sees there's no attributes that can make her feel special or sexy. There are no traits. There's nothing that, there's no markers to identify you as you. And that's the biggest problem. You guys are so much like everyone else. 513, what's your question, man? What's up?
Oh, hello. Can you hear me, Steve?
I hear you, man. What's going on?
All right, what's up? Can I call a bitch on a phone right now that likes black pussy?
Excuse me?
She likes black pussy. Yeah, this is a hoe. She likes black pussy. She's a black girl that likes black pussy. I'm going to call her a bitch.
Why? No. Why are you calling? For what?
Because she wants to fuck me.
So, okay, yeah. So why are you telling me about it?
I'm torn on this.
But why are you telling me? I don't understand. What is the purpose for the call, man? You're wasting my time. Why are you telling me this shit?
Call her on the phone. You always tell her, I'm going to call this bitch. Can I call this bitch on the phone real loud? What? I'm going to merge the call and call this hoe real quick.
Go ahead, man.
How do we do this? I don't know how to do it.
All right, never mind. Goodbye, man. Goodbye. Y'all, all you motherfuckers are either Android or iPhone motherfuckers. And if you don't know how to merge a call, get the fuck off this station, man. Y'all ought to be a fucking shame of yourself, man. Jesus Christ. And you wonder why. And guys, we're going to get you. We're going to try to start establishing some things to get you out of the friend zone. But before we begin to establish anything, one thing I want all you guys to begin to establish is how you communicate to yourself. Gentlemen, everything starts with the communication you have with yourself. So I ask all you guys to begin the communication by going into the dojo in your mind right now. And what I ask you guys, because you're not communicating now, just for now, until you are strong enough to create your own creed, please use this as much as possible so you can begin the process of talking to yourself and saying things like, I am the only one of my kind to myself. That is my truth. And I will defend that truth until my very last breath. I will challenge myself every day to be a better man. I don't fail. I learn. I will stay true to myself and not change for anyone. I will not judge myself and I will not judge women. I won't judge other men or make excuses. I'm here to build my mind. Excuse me. I'm not here to explain myself to you or force you to understand me. That is your job. This is who I am today. And if you're lucky enough to keep my attention and earn my respect, you get to meet the new me tomorrow, gentlemen. And when you think that way, you change up the game because you begin to do the thing. See, this is why I am the only one on YouTube telling you guys, all of you out there, this is why it's important for you guys to go ahead and get your puzzle pieces, because you must begin the process of becoming one with yourself. A.H. says, is a high body count on a woman a bad sign or is it normal? Sir, let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question. This is what I understand about you, surface dweller. Okay, peep game. On one hand, you want to judge a woman for fucking guys, right? But on the other hand, you're the kind of guy that wants pussy overnight. You want a one-night stand. You want to get as much pussy as possible. Does your body count matter? Listen, you're never going to know her body count. I'm telling you right now, unless she's a porn star. And even if she's a porn star, you don't know what else she's doing out there. You're never going to know her body count. Stop judging fucking women. Because here's the worst part about you, surface dweller, is that you want to sit around there and talk about her body count, but you can't even talk to the bitch. You want to talk about her body count, but you're afraid of women. You want to talk about her body count, but you don't even know how to get a woman who has a high body count over to your motherfucking place. You want to know why? Because your cake, you self fucking grass-eating lying ass is worried about shit that you shouldn't worry about. You're never going to know, motherfucker. So listen, stop. If you're over here regurgitating shit from across the street, get the fuck out of here. Because we don't talk about body counts. There's nothing we or no one can do to sit around here and figure out how many guys she slept with. You're never going to know, dweller. So stop making it about that shit. And you want to know, listen, guys, this is very important. All y'all guys, listen. All y'all guys, I appreciate all you guys. But I want y'all to see why guys like this are always going to lose. And this ain't for him. He's worried about the woman and ain't even thinking for himself. He's thinking, look at the worship that he has for the woman that he's worried about body counts as if women are not allowed to fuck. What rule and what world have you came from, dweller, to think a woman can't, we're allowed to fuck, so why can't man get, boy, you this close. You this close. I can't understand you. I don't understand you guys, man. I don't understand why you worry about something that you scared to even fuck or approach or talk to. Anyway, I'm sorry. I apologize. Guys, I got a question. Call. Y'all want to call in. Y'all got the number. I got y'all covered. The man mindset. I'm the dean. Class is in session. But like I said, guys, this is what's so important. See, what so many of you guys fail to do is you fail to build an alliance of trust in yourself. You fail to say to yourself that I trust you to do what's necessary to position me without wasting my time. See, the problem with most of you guys out there is that you think you've got all the time in the world, so you can wait. You can put it off. You can wait till tomorrow, next week. Oh, I'm going to talk to her right now. I'll just wait till later on. Or you're either in the hope business or you're looking for the right time, and there is no right time with putting in your bid, gentlemen, okay? Right, Carl, that's the thing. That is the question. Yeah, that's like, you know, you'll never, like, the world would never know. And it is a saying. Thank you, Carl. The world would never, wrong. Listen. I can't tell you. Guys, let me tell y'all something weird. Some women out there, the slutty women dress like church girls, and the good girls dress slutty because they want it. It's crazy how the shit is. So you can't know what a count is. But there's a count that you can learn about, or, hey, there is a count that you can do, and that is counting on you to stop wasting fucking time. Why waste time and bullshit with a woman that bullshits with you? They're not stupid. Guys, I'm sorry. They play dumb. They play, oh, my God, I never knew you. Why didn't you tell me? Why didn't you say something? Our friendship. Hey, you know what she's saying?
What a stupid asshole. I know he wants to fuck me, but I'm not going to let him.
Come on, man. Don't let these women do this to you guys. What I'm saying to you guys is this. When you are thinking one way, one thought, one mind, one way, you cannot lose because your way isn't wrong. The reason why your way is wrong right now is because you worship women over yourself. You put the women above yourself as if they're special. And then when you put them above yourselves, you begin to what? Worship them. You worship their every move. You worship how they move. you worship them so much, you've created manospheres for them. You have created words for them. You've created no purpose, be on your purpose for the woman. You've created metal for the woman. No fap for the woman. High value man for the woman. Go your own way for the woman. Clothes, cars, and status for the woman. Look at the worship you've done. Everything for the woman, but nothing for yourself. But yet then you want yourself to talk to a woman and you wonder why you draw blanks. You wonder why you feel nervous, why you don't believe in yourself, because you're not cultivating the mind. You're not trusting and you're learning trust and connecting with who you are. You are friend zoning everything and everybody in your mind that can help you be a better man. You're friend zoning those guys. And I'm not even talking about the woman because you haven't even gone outside your house. Every day you are giving them poison. The person that loves you more than anything that just says, lead me, tell me where I need to go. What are you giving him? Hey, here's some poison, some pills and plates and fucking hypergamy and all this other stuff. All you're doing is destroying, poisoning, and ignoring the best parts of you. The same parts that got you to the egg. The same parts that said we didn't need any fucking YouTube terms or anything about that to what? Do what we need to do. And that's what I'm saying, okay? That's what I'm trying to get y'all guys to see. And this is why y'all go wrong. You've already friend-zoned yourself. You don't believe in yourself. You don't respect yourself. You don't love yourself. So why should she believe, love, and respect a male that has nothing to offer himself? You don't create anything. You don't do anything. All you do, like all the rest of the sheep, is you just show the fuck up. You never show out. You just sit there and wait for life to happen to you. You sit there and make excuses to why you're not getting off of your lazy fucking ass and learning yourself. I didn't even say anything about the woman. I'm not even talking about the woman right now. Because she has nothing to do with the friend zone. She has nothing to do with it. Only thing she has to do with the friend zone is wait for you. Listen to this. She's waiting for you to train her on how to fucking treat you. She's waiting for you. She ain't going. She's just saying, what you want me to do? Oh, you want me to treat you like a bitch? Okay, I'm going to treat you this way. Why are you being mean to me? Because you taught me that I'd be mean to you. Why are you yelling at me? Because you taught me to yell at you. Why are you disrespecting me? Because you told me to do that. I'm only doing what you're telling me to do. And y'all guys don't even understand what the fuck I'm saying. Because y'all actually think that these women are just looking, saying to themselves, you know what? Today I'm going to go to the market and I'm going to find a guy and I'm going to put him in the friend zone. Do y'all actually think women think that way? No. They're saying, I ain't shit. I don't feel good. I'm not pretty. I'm ugly. And God damn it, let me just hurry up and scurry my ass to the grocery store, grab a few items, and get my ass home so I can go watch the Wii channel, grab my little kitty cat muffins, read a book, and cry myself to sleep. But then they run into you. They know they ain't shit. But don't you think a person who ain't shit to themselves can recognize a person who ain't shit? I don't think they heard me. I don't think y'all heard me. Now I'm going to say it again. Don't you think a person who is insecure, who doesn't believe in herself, who always doubts herself, you don't think she can't recognize that in a motherfucking male? Oh, she sees you coming from a mile away while you're like, hi, I'm Jackson. I'm a Sagittarius. I'm just guessing that y'all talk that way. But what I'm saying is she knows you. She knows your every move because that's what she is. Gentlemen, you're not the first guy. You're not. You are the millionth guy that has approached her the same way, the same fucking behaviors. And she's like, he can't lead me anywhere. Because, real quick. A surface dweller is an individual that looks outside of himself for everything that's wrong with the world and wrong with itself. He will use clothes, money, car status. He will use code approach, fucking hypergamy. He will mimic and regurgitate motherfucking words. He lives on the surface. He does not live at his core. He lives outside of himself. He thinks about clothes, money, and status. That's a surface dweller. So when you ask me that question about that woman, you are surface dwelling, young man. I care. Shout out to everybody. Let me check the lines. Y'all want to call in. Area code. Oh, God damn it. I got the one guy that don't know how to use the cell phone. And then I got the other motherfucker who I'll be fucking up the call. All right. 714. What's up, man? 714. What's up?
Hey, Steve, which guy am I?
You kind of did good today on the earlier show, so I brought you in. Steve, you can go for 2 for 2.
Right.
Go ahead.
All right, let me go 2 for 2, Steve, before you throw me back in. Thanks.
All right,
I just wanted to say it's only the surface dwellers that can even get caught into this friend zone because they put themselves there. The chicks don't do it. And here's why the surface dweller can do it, because he thinks so low of himself that he will put himself in a position around a woman or a female where the female knows that he's thirsty and wants to fuck her, but she will purposely give him blue balls and pretend, oh, we're just friends. I don't think you want to fuck me, but she knows damn well she does. So only a surface dweller will put himself in a position to get blue balls. What do you say to that, Steve, before you toss me back in?
He doesn't put position. He trains. He doesn't position himself. He trains her. See, when he is making excuses, he's training her. Because guess what she does all fucking day? Make fucking excuses. They're the same thing. You know what I mean? When he sits around and says, when you tell somebody they're beautiful, who's been telling themselves they're ugly all day, every day, I'm not pretty. I'm just insecure as fuck, but you're going around saying you're beautiful, you're gorgeous. She's saying, I know you're just trying to fuck me. You're lying to me. Because the guys that I fuck are the ones that put me in my place. They force me to be a better woman. They force me to do things that I don't want to do. And I'm not saying bad things. I'm saying they force me to submit, take the knee, and kiss the goddamn ring. They don't give me automatic beauty because I show up. I've got to earn beauty. I've got to earn sexuality. I've got to earn being cute. I've got to earn those things. And that's what makes my pussy wet between the ears, gentlemen. And I'm not talking about between the legs, because you've got to conquer this first, gentlemen, until you get that down there. All right, 714, you did good. So I'll throw you back in, man. Good job, buddy.
All right, thanks, bye.
Hey, 2 for 2. Keep going. You 2 for 2. Don't fuck it up. 2 for 2. Keep the streak going, 714. Guys, I got a question. Put a Q in there. If you guys have a question, put a Q in there. If you're texting a woman, put a T in there. I will go off the top of my head to show you what game is. If you have a woman that says something to you that's throwing you off, put that in the chat. I will go off the top of my head to show you what life is like when you are one with yourself and you trust yourself. And you don't waste your time. The worst thing that you young men are doing every day is wasting your time. I've been saying it for the last few days. You guys should be like Eddie Murphy, 1,000 words. I don't mean bad on you, but I wish that you guys were just for a month, just were forced to only use 1,000 words. To realize the importance of what the fuck you say. Not just running your mouth. Make sure that everything you say is going to lead her somewhere instead of wasting words, wasting your time, trying to listen to what she, oh, what college you go to? Oh, what do you do for a living? Oh, when was your last boyfriend? What are you looking for? I mean, my God, why should they, man, where is the excitement in that, gentlemen? There's no excitement in that, gentlemen. But there is excitement when you trust you. There is excitement when you follow you. When you are not in the friend zone to yourself, you begin to respect and love yourself and have an admiration for yourself and the power of who you are as a motherfucking man is limitless. And when she gets around you, she can't have her way. Well, you got to take me to Chez France way. You better go ask somebody else. Wait, what's, what are you talking about? Why would you talk to me that way? Talk to you that way. Wait, what do you mean talking that way? What did I say? Why are you being such a dick? Versus, oh, you're just so sweet. Oh, my God. You're so kind. Oh, you know what? I just love talking to you because you are just nice. You're not like those guys who I suck and fuck. No, you're a nice guy. You're sweet. You know what? I'm so glad I got a friend like you. You're my best friend. And you're like, fuck, where did I go wrong? Where did I go wrong? And then, when y'all do that, guess who's laughing at you? Guess who's laughing at you? He's laughing at you. He's making fun of you. That's what's happening. LT says, I'm constantly meeting women who rather be friends because I don't drink or smoke like them. No, 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 no. You can't get, no, 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 no. My question, LT, and I got you. Hey, guys, this comment I'm about to make is being brought to you by Excuse Fairy Crunch. Make sure you get your box of Excuse Fairy Crunch. It comes in chocolate and fruity flavors. Get your cupcakes out today. Now, LT, I'm about to tell you something you ain't ready to hear. I'm about to tell you something you ain't ready to hear. Brother, you are an alcoholic, my brother. You should be a cracked out motherfucker. Why? Because you're always sampling your product. And your product should go beyond. See, remember, you're looking at everything on the surface. You're not looking on the internal. I want her to get drunk off of you. I want her to get cracked out on you. I'm not talking about her smoking a cigar and all that other shit on the outside. See, my brother, you're putting a judgment on the woman and what she's doing. And that's what's throwing all y'all off. Where's my piece of paper? Let me show you. Let me get out this paper real quick. Let me see. Get the piece of paper out, guys. Let me show y'all something. Show y'all some magic. Show y'all some magic. Guys, I got a question. I got y'all, guys. Guys, please take notes. Follow what your boy is showing you. And I'm going to show you. Hold on a second. I'm sorry. Excuse my. This is the blueprint on every fucking woman. This is the blueprint on you guys. But let's talk about the woman. Y'all are too busy, worrying about the I do. What she does isn't who she is. Stop believing the I do's and thinking that she is what she does. Do you guys understand that the I do's are the weave, the push-up bra, the fake nails, the fake eyes, the makeup and all that shit they cake on to cover up the I am? They want to throw you off of the path. You know what the I am is? They are insecure as fuck. They don't have any value. They kind of value themselves, but they don't have value because they don't believe in themselves. Every day they look in the mirror and they're just so fat. Oh, my God, I got stretch marks. Oh, my God, gross me. I'm just getting so mad. Oh, my God, I'm an Aries, and I can't believe it. I'm on my period. I just can't believe it. Man, they're doing all that stupid shit. But then they throwing all the fucking makeup and shit on and walk around like they a boss bitch. And y'all motherfuckers be like, well, damn, she's so pretty. And underneath her walking around, her fucking Pinocchio ass walking, is a Geppetto of her pulling that motherfucker knowing that that's a fucking lie. She's a walking fucking lie, gentlemen. That's not real. Y'all fall in love with the I do's, LT. You're meeting women saying they'd rather be friends with you because they're not drunk off of you. They have not got high off of you and your mouthpiece, your standards, your laws, your rules, your codes, your principles, your mission statement, your vision statement, your legacy statement. They ain't smoking any of that shit. You're smoking their drug. Oh, my God, she's so pretty. Oh, my God. She's just so beautiful. Hey, look, black chick with hair all the way down to her fucking feet, and you think that shit is sexy. Fuck out of here. All them, hey, Spanish chick with long fucking Freddy Krueger fingernails, or they gook on that shit on their eyelashes, then they got that little line all the way over here, and y'all motherfuckers think, oh, my God, how am I going to get her? And then they, hey, look, some of these women will buy a pair of jeans, one size smaller, so when they lay down and put that motherfucker on, they got to suck their stomach in and roll around the bed just to pull that shit up and tighten it, knowing they can't even breathe. Wait, where y'all guys at? Oh, man, look at that fat ass, man. Oh, she's so special. All she's doing is crying for fucking help. She's saying, I need a man to save my motherfucking ass. You ain't going to get the ass if you can't save my ass. You asked the question, how do I get the woman's I am? By being your own I am. You can't see her I am until you cultivate your I am. You can't get her like that. That's why y'all fall into the friend zone. Your I am is not you believe. You don't believe in yourself. You believe in the weave, the makeup, the eyeliner, the push-up bras, the tight clothes. Y'all believe in that bullshit. And guess what? Every day, hey, she may walk around the club or the bar like she's God's gift to everybody, but as soon as she gets home, I'm just so ugly. I'm so old. I'm so fat. I just can't find a man. And you motherfuckers don't even see that shit. You don't even see it. But when she starts taking some of your drug, hey, gentlemen, your drug from your drug lab. No one else's drug, but your drug. Your drug, gentlemen. Your drug of your understanding of you drug. She will get high off of that. She will become addicted to that. Your values, your tendencies, your beliefs, what you value, how you move as a man, that's the intoxication. Because when you are one with yourself, guys, I'm telling you, they're going to play this shit off. Oh, they cream over a motherfucker that can walk away. Oh, guys, the man that can say no and the man that can say goodbye, oh, they cream off that guy. Because they're not used to that, motherfucker. They're not used to that. Your beliefs are your principles, gentlemen. As a man, I own me. I don't give me away to someone like Halloween Candy because she got some. Hey, why do you think they go in the fit room to wear the right clothes? Because they're hiding behind the clothes because they know you guys are falling in love with the I do's. You don't look at what she is, the I am. Because if you looked at the I am and you dug past the man. Wait, it's just like this. Hold on, let me show you her core. Oh, guys, let me show you all this shit. Where is it at? Guys, you got a question, put a Q. Any of my dogs got a question, please put a Q in there. Y'all want to call in, we got you. But let me show you. Where is it at? Let me see if I still got it. I don't know if I still got it from yesterday. Yeah, I got it. Guys, let's look at it. So it's the same thing with a woman. all that shit. Let me see. I'm sorry. Right here. Oh, wait, wait. Oh, see that shit right there? This shit right here. All this shit right here. Hey, hey. This is the makeup, the eyeliner, and all that other shit, right? All this shit right here is protecting her fucking truth. All she's doing is protecting her core. But what are you guys doing? You're rolling fruit at her feet. You're telling her she's beautiful. You're telling her she's special. And what has she done to even earn your time? What has she done? Has she slayed the Minotaur? Did she kill the motherfucker and bring his head down from Lake Kilimanjaro? Did she do that? What the fuck did she do? What? Put on a wig? Put on some eyeliner? Lipstick? A push-up bra? Because her titties are smacking the goddamn floor? A girdle to suck in her belly? I mean, what? Oh, I'm sorry, Delta. What was your question? You got to ask the question again. I'm sorry. I missed it, Delta. Let me see if I can get to your question. Guys, I got questions. I got y'all covered, man. This is the Man Mindset. We got y'all, man. We want you guys to win. Delta, I do not see your question. You might have to ask it again. I'm scrolling up. Guys, I got a question. Please ask it. The lines are open if you want to call in. I want to. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Frost, I got you on the text message. Give me a second, Frost. I apologize. Frost, text message. Tell me about yourself, okay? You know what I'm going to tell you about myself? This is what I'm going to tell you. Wait. Hold on, guys. This is what I'm going to tell you.
Sometimes.
I say it like this. If you can tell me what to do, then you can tell me what to do. But if you can't tell me what to do, you can't tell me what to do.
Damn. All right. So like I'm saying, I'm going to tell you a little bit about myself. And here's the first thing about myself. I'm a drama-free man. Anybody that brings any drama into my life, they're gone. If you scream, you're gone. If you disrespect me, you're gone. Something else about me that I need to tell you about myself is that, you know what, the honest truth is, I get bored with women. I'm sorry, it's just that sometimes they're just not special. And that's why when I first met you, I told you how important character is to me, because I meet so many beautiful women, they just bore me. And maybe it's something wrong with me, but I just don't like women who are sexy that have no substance. How can I push her sexual side where I want to take her if there's nothing up here? That's a little bit about me, but you know what? That's just two samples of me. But you know what I want to do to tell you more about myself? I have no problem telling you about myself if you and I meet Saturday at 7 o'clock, where we can sit down and I can look you in your eyes and tell you all the things about me I have no problem talking about. But I don't want this to be a Q&A type thing, because I don't want to be like the other guys. I don't want this to be an interviewing session. I want to be able to talk and look at you and find ways to make you smile, laugh, blush, think, and react to my motherfucking ass. That's how you handle that shit, brother, okay? That's how you handle that. Let me see here. What was the question? Dog, just ask the question, brother. What's the fucking question? I always say 921. Let me see here. Fuck. Let me see. 921. Thank you for letting me know. Let me see here. Let me see if I can find that shit. I do not. Oh, a woman says you don't have respect. Wait. A woman says you don't have respect. You mean a woman says you don't have respect for women? Listen, baby girl, please understand this. I can't respect somebody I don't know. And to be honest with you, I don't know you very well to even think about even handing over respect to you. Because as I said before, yes, your look got my curiosity. If we're online after reading your profile, yeah, that got my attention. But I'm not the kind of man that just hands over his respect. I'm trying to see if you're even worth my time. Oh, so you don't think I'm not worth your time? All right, I don't know. I don't know you well enough. Well, what do you want from me? I don't know what I want from you. Oh, yeah, you probably just like all other guys. You just want to fuck me, don't you? See that? Oh, you okay, now that you want me to be really honest with you, be honest with you, I'm not here to fuck you. I think you got that all wrong. I think you pegged me wrong. I think you think that I'm like the average guy that doesn't get pussy, where if I see a woman that has a nice figure, that I automatically want to fuck them. I don't know you well enough to even think that far, because you haven't even earned my respect. Matter of fact, I don't even know if you're a waste of time. You haven't even earned my respect. But when it comes to the dick, I think you got things wrong. I'm not here to fuck you, baby girl. I'm here to show you why you should be fucking me. That's the truth. Guys, you should never, ever, gentlemen, let me see, make sure I got your question. You should never, gentlemen, make sure you got a question, put a Q, okay? You should never, ever let a woman know you're trying to fuck her because you lost. Because everybody's trying to fuck. But the ones who value themselves, oh, man. Oh, man, she got to prove value to him. Okay, this is a yes-no question, 1359. Very great question. It's a tricky question. It is a tricky question, okay? Very tricky question here. Because it is a yes-no answer. All right, peep game. Giving a woman a compliment is something that is earned and not just given. So if she earns a compliment, by all means, compliment her. But in that is the problem. If you worship women, don't do it. If you look at women above yourself, don't look. Listen, when you worship a woman and you compliment her, it comes off creepy. So this is very important to understand, gentlemen. When you are one with yourself and you are fine with how you live your life and you have nothing, you're not walking on eggshells or beating around the bush, gentlemen, you can tell a woman anything you want. And it's going to come off fucking smooth. Because she's going to say, oh, thank you. No, you don't need to thank me. That's the truth. I'm just telling you what's on my mind. See, I'm not trying to compliment you by saying something that you find complimentary. I'm not doing that. I'm complimenting you because I noticed something. See, a man notices things, and he's not ashamed or afraid to say the things that he has noticed because he's never put the woman on a pedestal. So he can say whatever the fuck he wants to say, and it's going to come off smooth. It's not going to come off needy, creepy, or thirsty. It's going to come off smooth where she's going to smile, blush, and probably say, oh, thank you, that was sweet of you, right? But when you don't believe in yourself and you worship women and you say some shit, man, they're like, oof, ooh, let's slow down here. You don't know me that well. Let's not rush it. Let's not rush it, okay? Let me see. John's asking, is what you're saying about the friend zone apply if she's celibate? Okay, brother. Let me show you something, man. Women are virgins. They're celibate. They're not going to fuck. They're going to the nunnery or wherever. They're going to the church. All that because that's their belief, dog. Every woman you run into believes that, you know what, I'm going to clean up, I'm going to package myself up, and after I clean up and package myself up, I'm going to, what you call it? Hold on a second. After I clean up and package myself up, I'm going to, Hold on a second. Hold on a second. Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't tell you. Okay. All right, so what I'm saying to y'all guys is this. Stop listening to what women say and taking it for heart. If somebody is celibate, okay, listen to what I'm saying. All my dogs out there, listen to what your boy's saying. If she's celibate, cool. If she doesn't believe in having sex on the first date, cool. If she doesn't want to give up the ass, cool. Because, gentlemen, the reason you're having the problem, John, is because all you want to do is fuck. And she knows you want to fuck. But here's the problem in you, John. And this is why she's telling you she's celibate. Because she's saying, if I give this thirsty motherfucker some pussy, what is he going to do? Kiss my neck a few times? Mm-hmm. Lick my nipple one time? Spit on my pussy? Pump for what? 2.5 minutes? Nut and roll over? Is it worth it? Nah. I'm for my Lord and Savior, and I don't believe in sex. Hallelujah. Praise Lord. I am not that kind of girl. You know what she's saying? Because you're not that man. If a woman's telling you she's celibate, that means you've been trying to beg and barter for some pussy, and she just doesn't want you. Because, gentlemen, as I keep telling y'all guys, all these women out here are going to come out of the box. They're going to come out of the box saying to y'all guys, I'm a good girl. I got value. Remember, oh, yeah, I'm special. I'm going to wait to have sex, and I don't want to date a man that has other women. I'm not going to be a notch on somebody's belt or something. I guess the belt or whatever. I'm not that kind of woman. But then she meets you, a man. And to throw her off, see, remember, she's only protecting the sides and the back because you humans don't ever come at her straight on. She's always protecting the sides and the back because y'all always saying some sidebar shit to be her fucking friend. Or you want to backdoor her and get her fucking trust by lying to her. So she's only protecting the sides and the back. She ain't protecting it right here. Because she know the real way. Hey, y'all are so fake. Y'all won't even talk to her like y'all real. So, of course, she's celibate. She goes to church every day. She feeds the homeless and the ducks and goes home with her cat kittles or cuddles and just waits for the next day to come by. That's what she is, right? Until she meets a motherfucking man that has no judgments on her, that will not judge her for being dirty. Matter of fact, not even judging her for being celibate. She doesn't want to have sex. I'm not going to force. Brothers, men don't force women to fuck. We don't force women to fuck. If she's celibate, that's cool. I'm fine with that shit. I'm not going to rush that shit. I just put your ass on the practice squad, let you marinate a little bit, and we'll come back around that shit later. We'll come around that shit later. Oh, eventually, you know how it goes now? It starts when you take them out, maybe the leg spread, your ass cheeks. You take them to the corner of your face, the pillow ass in the air. You take them out somewhere. And you know what? First time you start talking that yak to them, they start getting warm inside. And all of a sudden, they having that battle between the mind and the body, knowing that, hey, girl, we supposed to be celibate. We supposed to be celibate. We ain't supposed to be fucking and sucking. You remember, girl, we supposed to be good now. We are away from that life. We are no longer going to be sluts and whores, girl. Right? Right? And then you get into the car, and you start kissing on her and shit, right? And you're like, all right, I'm going to holler at you later. And as you're walking away, I can't show you. But as you're walking away, they grab your hand and be like, hold up, where you going? And then they bring your ass back in, kiss you a little bit more, and then say, well, I don't want people to watch. Can we go somewhere private? Oh, sure. Now, again, you ain't trying to bring it back to the crib. You're just taking it to a nice, quiet spot, somewhere like spread your ass cheeks, and y'all get in the back seat a little bit. And you start touching and kissing her, and then all of a sudden, she starts to moan when you touch her. And then as you start to slide your hand down and stop, she puts her hand on top of your hand and starts pushing it further down, and you start to say, whoa. I want to make sure this is what you want. Oh, just shut up and kiss me. Why? Because she knows if she lets that whore out, you're not going to judge her. You're not going to judge her, gentlemen. And that's why a lot of these women always tell you surface dwellers, they're not into sex. They're church girls. They're good girls. They're not going to mess with a guy that has other women. No, they tell you all that. But when they meet a man, why isn't he trying to fuck me? Why isn't he trying to prove himself to me? Why isn't he begging for the pussy like all the other guys? Who the fuck does he think he is? God's gift to the world? That fat motherfucker, right? The ugly motherfucker, the dark motherfucker, the broke motherfucker, motherfucker that ride a bus motherfucker, motherfucker that a little house motherfucker, however you want to say it. But guess who she talking about? You, motherfucker. And you have just rented space right here, and she can't get you out. That's why we get pussy, man, because we ain't making it about pussy. John, stop trying to fuck her, and maybe she will fuck you instead of you making her feel like a whore and a slut. That's why they always back the fuck up and say they ain't fucking. Because all you guys are going to do, let me check the phone line, all you guys are going to do is talk shit. 513, what's up, man?
Hey, what's up, Steve? Can you hear me?
Dude, please, you're wasting my, you know how I feel about wasting my time. What do you want, sir?
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
What is it that you want?
I said semen is the reason. Semen is the reason.
For what?
For a bitch. You know what I'm saying?
No,
a
I don't know.
A bitch needs this.
What's that?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. You know, a hoe needs this. A hoe needs need me. A bitch needs me.
Wait, shut the fuck up. Don't ever tell me what the fuck I'm doing, motherfucker. If I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, I'm asking you. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, so I'm going to open you up. Tell me what the fuck you're talking about. I don't understand you, dweller. You think I understand you and shit? I don't understand you because I don't live on the surface. That's why I'm asking you to please explain yourself because I ain't no surface dweller. So can you properly explain yourself? What the fuck are you talking about?
Can I talk?
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about a bitch, nigga. A bitch need me. My bitch need my cum. A bitch need my dick. What the fuck are you talking about, nigga? At the end of the day, I'm like, man, like, this will make the world go around and shit.
Why are you calling this show, man? You're in the wrong place, brother. This ain't for you,
I'm in the right place. I'm in the goddamn right place, baby.
No. You got to go two doors down, man. This is amazing. I'll take you out. No, go. Yeah, well, you're in the wrong place, brother. This is for men. This is for men, okay? Shout out to everybody that's listening. I appreciate all you guys. If you want to call in, gentlemen, call in. You got a few minutes to call in. The lines go down. If you have a question, please ask. I have no problem answering. Angry Man and I have a show tomorrow around 3 East. 3 o'clock East, Angry Man and I are going live. And then EO and I are going live at 7 tomorrow. I was out partying. Mr. Call had this text for me. Been looking. Ready to tell you I found someone. Let's stop wasting each other. Wait a second. What? Had this text waiting for me. Been looking for a way to tell you I found someone else. Wait a second. She found somebody else? And she said, let's stop wasting each other's time. And you're asking me what to do? You're asking me what to do. She's telling you that she found somebody else, dweller. What do you mean? Brother, if you don't know what to do, then you should see why she found somebody else. Let me show, allow me, sir, to show you how it's done. Scribe, I need you to write this down for me, please. If a woman, I don't care if she's from Afghanistan, Pakistan, Russia, India, Japan, Hong Kong, Philippines, China, Nova Scotia, Wales, Mexico, and Jamaica, from the East Coast to West Coast, British Columbia, green, blue, from Mars to Jupiter. If a woman says to me, if she says to me that she has found somebody else, I'm going to simply say good luck. I hope everything works out. And when you want to come back on this dick, call. When you want to lick my balls, call. When you want to give me a back rub, call me. When you want to wash a dish to get near me to fuck me, go ahead. Make up an excuse. You know what? This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to go to my candle maker, and I'm going to light this motherfucker up right here, my little candle, and sit that motherfucker right on the window so she can find her way back home. I wish you the best of luck in your endeavors, baby girl. And when you ready to get back on this dick, I will not even judge you, girl. You take care of yourself and be somebody. That's what you're supposed to do. The fuck you mean? What are you supposed to do, dog? Man, what is wrong with you guys, man? Y'all have to have a standard, gentlemen. Let's move. This girl I went out with told me she wants a dom sub relationship where she submits and reduce her sexuality, give her control. Okay, my brother, leave her alone. Leave her alone. Throw her back. Hey, just tell her thank you. I appreciate your honesty, but I'm just not that guy. If you are not the dom and if you're not the man dominating her right now, you can't be. Guys, I'm going to tell you, if they got to ask, that means you ain't doing it. You should be dominating her ass right now. Because if you know who you fucking, she's already told you she likes to be tied up. She likes hot wax on her body. She likes her ass smacked, her hair pulled, and she likes to be spit on. And you're sitting there like, well, golly gee, why would you want me to smack your butt like that? Can't do that, dog. What she's looking for is a man that will blow her back out right here and can guide her. All right, think of it like this. Every woman has the edge. That means in their fucking mind, this is as far as they've ever gone before. Okay, I'm a nerd and a geek. I'm a nerdy guy. I'm going nerdy real quick for you guys right now. Okay, hold on a second. Let me show you. I'm having to talk shit about myself. I'm not creepy, but I'm going nerdy. Okay, I'm not being creepy. I'm just saying nerdy. Okay, fuck y'all. I'm being nerdy. If any of you guys watched Lord of the Rings, okay, there was a part in the beginning of Lord of the Rings where Sam Gamgee and Frodo were leaving the Shire, and Sam Gamgee stopped walking, and Frodo turned around and said, "What's wrong, Sam?" And Sam said, "Frodo, this is the farthest I've ever gone from the Shire. This is the farthest. The next step I take will be new territory." Why am I saying this to my dogs out there? Shout out to all my dogs out there. But why am I saying this to you? Because every goddamn woman, and this is the beautiful thing about the game I'm showing you, they don't know what sex is. Sex to them is on a surface dweller level. Just pumping, that's it. Pumping, there's no type of connection or communication with the biggest organ that you got to tap, and that's here. The average guy doesn't push her to be more. And guys, this week we're going to do, I probably will do it Tuesday night. We'll probably do the Easter game because I got to get y'all prepared for some nasty shit for Easter. But anyway, what I'm saying to y'all guys listening is that the women out here, gentlemen, they think that what they have received so far is actually sex. They think this is the best it's going to be. So what they have done is they have hit an edge. But what if you can bring them beyond that edge? And not only bring them beyond that edge, but what if you can unlock something in them that they had something and that they had unlocked in themselves that you have access to? And this is where you're going wrong, LP. I guess I call you LP. This is where you're going wrong, my brother, because you're not taking the information and making the sex more exciting. A woman like that does not want to fuck in the bed. The bed should be for sleeping. You should be fucking all through your fucking kingdom. You should be fucking in your car. You should be fucking in alleyways. You should be fucking in all kinds of places. When she's on the phone with her parents, she should be sucking your dick because she knows it's wrong. She knows it's bad. But God damn it, it turns her on. Tell me to do more nasty shit. Oh, my God, what do you mean? We're going to the store? What? What are we going to do with those cucumbers? Oh, my God. Wait a second. You're going to fuck me with the cucumbers and then cut them up? And then you're going to make me eat them in a salad? Oh, my God, you're so fucking disgusting. Let's do it. That, guys, I'm telling y'all, man, y'all guys have got to wake up and stop and learn sexuality. These women are nasty. They are nasty. How can I get her to want to be with me even though I don't have a lot of time to do a whole lot to do? Wait. No, this is why y'all lie. Why y'all lie? I can find time. Y'all act like y'all actually are busy. You work 8 hours. I'll give you that. You work 8 hours. How much sleep do you get? What, y'all dwellers about 8 hours of shit? And then you got 8 hours left. What the fuck you doing? All right, 2 hours to drive to work and come home. Still got some hours left. You can't make up lying when you have time. You just choose not to make time, brother. So you're wasting her time, man. Let me see next question. Let's see here. Just checking. All right. I got a question. Put a Q there. Got you. Let me check the lines. Guys, 2 minutes to go. Guys, if y'all want to call in, 2 minutes to call in. If y'all want to call in, please call in. The line's over for 2 more minutes if you have a question. But gentlemen, let me continue to talk about what I was getting at to get you out of the friend zone. But you can get out of the friend zone. And the way you get out of the friend zone is stop running away from what makes you a man. Stop wasting your time. Put more time and effort in how you fuck, how you eat pussy. What do you do before? Shut up, I'm talking. What do you do before, during, and after when you're with a woman? Where are your sound checks of your house for you? Where you build up a confidence inside your house, where you walk in your house and you lay on your back and listen to the music, close your eyes, and make sure that that shit is surround sound, not just coming from one side, but coming from all places, when you're laying on your back through the doorway. And then you go in your living room and you lay on your back and listen there. And then you go in your kitchen and lay on your back and listen there. Why? Because you want to make sure the person that's going to be on her back will be able to also experience the music. God damn it, Wilbur, you don't shut up. That is going to put her in the rhythm to do things, gentlemen. That's the game that I'm trying to give you guys. So many of you guys choose to be in the friend zone. The woman will never put you in a friend zone if you don't act like you want to be there. Unique sent me a message. Hold on. Let me see something. Let me see, Unique. Hold on, Unique. Let me see what Unique sent me. Hold on, Unique. Did you send it? You must send an email. Hold on, Unique. All right, Unique, I got you, brother. Here we go. Let's play this bitch. Okay. All right, Unique. All right, my dog. We know you got game. But don't you guys listen, all my dogs out there, all the guys listening out there, I appreciate you guys. But this is what I'm telling you. You can get out of the friend zone by never being in there in the first place. Gentlemen, get your crayons out. It's three simple steps. But I have to warn you, if you fuck over the third step, that third step will always fuck you over, because there's going to be a mistrust amongst the two of you. Let me play my music as I take. Get your crayons out. Get your crayons out. I'm about to break some down. Crayons out. That means get your notes out. Get y'all notes out while I spit this yak. Let's get y'all crayons out while I spit this yak for y'all guys. All my guys, listen. The first thing that you have to do is you have to scribe what it is I'm about to tell you, but you have to do this for yourself. You must tell yourself, when I meet a woman, I am not going to beat around the fucking bush. I am going to let her know that I do want to get to know her in a more intimate way. But just because I say intimate doesn't mean it's sex, because I want to know more about your character. I want to know if that character matches who you are. But here's the thing. I am not going to waste my time. And if I feel like I'm wasting my time, I'm going to walk away. If I feel like she's bullshitting. Now, wait a second. Now, let me stop right there real quick. Listen, everyone, listen to me. Don't say the woman's bullshitting if you bullshitting with yourself. Please don't do that, because a lot of y'all guys will say the woman's bullshitting when actually you're the one bullshitting. She's just following your lead. So what I'm saying is, and this is up to you, because there are steps to this. Because a lot of you guys say what I'm telling you right now. Because I know a lot of you guys say, well, damn, Steve, that's nothing new. That's nothing special. You're right. Because y'all motherfuckers get to this. Most of y'all do this first step. But it's the second and third step you don't fucking do. Why is your time important? Why is your time important? And why are you not going to waste it? You got to answer that question. How important is your time? Because if you go to the third step, if you go to that third step and you try to beat around the bush, let me warn you guys right now so y'all motherfuckers can never say, I didn't tell you what I'm about to tell you, because nobody's ever told you this shit before. So let me go ahead and mark this moment right here. What you are about to hear is 100% fucking authentic. Nobody's going to tell you this shit. Let me tell you something. I know y'all might think I'm drinking and smoking weed, but I'm telling you right now. When you break the trust with yourself, I'm telling you, can't get it back. When you break the trust with the only person that matters to you, you can't get back. So that's why I'm saying to y'all guys, don't do this shit if you ain't going to do it. If you ain't going to stand on what the fuck I'm telling you, don't do it. Gentlemen, listen to what I'm saying to you. And I want y'all to listen to me. I want all my motherfucking dogs to listen to me right quick. I'm serious. I'm not joking on this. I'm serious. Listen, listen. Think how your life is right now that you have friend zoned yourself. Think how bad it is right now that you have friend zoned yourself. What do you think happens when you break the trust with yourself, which is worse than the friend zone? So I'm telling you, don't go down this path if you're not going to stand on what you – it's not about just saying, you know what, I ain't going to waste my time, and you know what, I'm going to keep it real with her, and if she bullshit, I'm going to cut her off. I'm telling you now that I want you to understand this. Think about your life right now that you have friend-zoned all the most important parts of yourself. Just think about this right now. Think about why you can't communicate with yourself. Think about why some days are good and some days are bad. And some days you have something to say and some days you don't. I'm telling you right now, if you go down this pathway and create this law and say this is the law we're going to live by and you don't do the shit you're saying, you can never go back. Hey, listen, I don't want y'all to get mad at my motherfucking ass. Don't want y'all to get mad at me. I'm just going to say it one more time so all you guys can hear what I'm saying. As we talked about before, the reason why y'all get friend-zoned is because you're friend-zoned yourself because you don't connect with the most important parts of yourself. Okay? Because every time you want to talk to a woman, you come up blank. Every time you want to do something, you don't know what to do, what to say, and how to say it. You want to know why? Because you've already friend-zoned everybody that's trying to work for you. Your marketing team, your scribe, your culinary school, your drug lab, everybody, your guide, your fucking library, your gym, your mental gym, for all those things, you have fucked them over. So what I am saying to you guys, you can get out of this shit. But it is a catch-22. And I want to tell you this so you can never say, Steve, you didn't tell me. If you lie to the most important person, which is you, by saying that you're going to do something and you don't do it, I'm just telling you, man, I'm not trying to scare you. I'm just saying your mind has to believe and trust you to be able to perform its task for you. And it's not doing that right now. So if you scribe that, you know what, I'm not going to waste my time anymore to this point right here. Okay, I'm gonna give you a quick example. Why do you think December 31st is your greatest lie? Why do you think when that ball is coming down from the air, why do you think you lie? Why do you think every year you say, I'm going to be new, I'm going to change, I'm going to do things different? And we're in the third month of the year, 2 months and 20 days into the new year, and y'all are still the same fucking people. You want to know why? Because you have not connected with them. See, they don't want you to know this. Remember, there are things you know, there are things you don't know. Then there are things you don't even know that you don't even know. And you have never even thought about this. You actually thought, you know, oh, it's just me not wanting to do it. No, no, no. The best parts of who you are that want to do things for you, how the fuck can they trust you? Why work for someone that doesn't even trust his own self to do the shit he says he's going to do? Doesn't work that way, right? So you go down this path and go ahead and create a law. Go ahead and go to your court and create laws saying, from this point on, when I see a woman, I'm going to put my bid in, I'm not going to bullshit with her, and I'm not going to be friends with her. And that's it. That's my law, and I'm going to stay steady on that shit. And then when the shit happens, you don't do it, you have fucked yourself. See, it's one thing to be in the friend zone with those parts of you, But when you break trust, dog, I'm talking about a trust that is inside of you. How will you ever be able to do the shit you want to do or have the parts of you guide you to what you want to do if there's no trust? Remember, right now, as I told you, every one of you, you've got different kingdoms in your motherfucking world. Everybody is operating on their own systems. They're not one. That's why things aren't going right for you right now, because you are not bringing everybody together as a oneness. So sometimes you get a little bit of this. Sometimes you get a little bit of that. Sometimes you have fear. Sometimes you have confidence. And you don't even know why, because they're not, everything's supposed to work together. Kind of like, you know, your body, your heart, you know, is that your legs are connected to you, whatever, your heart, you know, your heart works with your lungs and all this other, all this shit right here. It all works together to keep you alive. Everything must work together. And if one part's fucking up, it's going to trigger some other shit. What I am saying to you, my dogs, if you want to know why you are in the friend zone and you want to know why you cannot change right now, is because this is what you have done to those parts of you. You have friend zoned yourself. That's why it never works. That's why these books you read are never going to connect, because let's say the book works for your culinary school. All right, cool. So, all right, you fixed the culinary school, but it didn't work for your drug lab. It didn't work for your marketing team. It didn't work for your scribe. It didn't work for your studio. It didn't work for your film room. So guess what? It's going to fall right the fuck off, because nothing can – remember, all the parts must be a oneness. One mind, one thought, one way, gentlemen. That's always going to be in the chapter of my book. It's going to say that. One mind, one thought, one way. You're not like that. But guys, let me show y'all something. Let me show you. Y'all don't believe me? It's not magic. I'm not evil. Peep this. You are one mind, one thought, one way when you want to turn on a light switch, when you want to pick up a remote control, when you want to grab your fucking car keys or open up your refrigerator or door. You're one with yourself, because you think it and you do it and you don't judge it. That's why you can function in the world, because you can do 99% of this shit right now for yourself. But when it comes to women, there is dysfunction here, dysfunction. And you can't operate on dysfunction when it comes to putting your bid in with a woman. So what I'm saying to all my dogs listening, you can change. But if you go down that road and lie to your fucking self, it's going to bite you in the hand. That's what I'm saying. Don't do it if you don't believe in it. The moment you say you're going to do it and second guess yourself, trust is broken. There's dysfunction in you right now. We're trying to bring the dysfunction together. But if it's dysfunction with no trust, you can't come back from that. You just got to charge it to the game and accept whatever crumbs a woman gives you, because the one thing that got you to the egg was the trust that you had in yourself. That's why you're here now. That's why you're here right now, is because the oneness you had with yourself was greater than all your brothers and sisters. Some of them took time off. Some of them made excuses. Some of them just gave the fuck up. But you were one with yourself. You got to the egg. Somewhere you fucked up. But now we're here. And I'm telling you, there's dysfunction. And the only way you're going to get this together is by bringing all the – you must bring all the kingdoms together to form a one kingdom. You can't have 5 to 10 kings ruling your mind. How does that fucking work? Think about what I'm saying, guys. Think about what y'all are doing right now. Think about this. You have so many people in your mind that are ruling it when it wants to be ruled. When the excuses want to take over, they will take over. When the fear wants to take over, it will take over. When the lack of confidence wants to take over, it will take over. And when you are trying to talk to a woman, why do you think you fuck yourself over all the time? There is no trust. There is only dysfunction. And you, a dysfunctional person, a woman is not going to fuck with dysfunction. She's dysfunction. And she can smell her own. She can see dysfunction in you. But nobody's going to tell you this shit. They're going to keep telling you, just read these books and watch this shit. And it's going to help one part of you, but it's not going to help all of you. And if one part knows and everybody else doesn't, who's going to win that battle? Oh, they're going to bring you right back. Because you can't defend a position by yourself. You need to be, it's all here. I'm telling you guys. That's why we say mindset. That's why I say mindset. Nobody talks to y'all like this. Nobody's getting this deep like this. I'm telling y'all. Nobody's doing this. But what I'm saying is that you can get out of this shit. But it comes with a cost. And I'm being perfectly honest with you. I don't want to fuck you over. I at least want to give you a chance to say, wait, I ain't ready for this shit. I'm going to have to chill the fuck out for a little while. Because don't you fucking go to that government and say, I'm going to make this law. Because once you make it law, it is a non-negotiable law. That means you cannot run away. You have to do it every time. There are no days off. And And if you, my friends, you do this and go down this road, one thing you don't fuck with is the mind. You don't fuck with the mind that way. The mind trusts you in certain areas of your life. You trust it. You're one with your mind when you're driving, when you're eating cereal, when you're watching TV, or whatever you're doing. You're one with yourself. But when it comes to some outside shit and you fucking say, well, this is how I'm going to act to a woman from this point on, and then you meet that woman and it's time to act that way and you go against the thing that's saying, okay, I trust you. All right, we're building trust now. We're building trust. And you break that motherfucking trust. You think what you think right now is bad. Oh, you can't come back from this. I'm telling you. That's why I'm telling you guys to slow it down a little bit. Don't make this shit a law. The first thing we got to figure out with you young men is how to start to bring the kingdoms together, because all the kingdoms you have friend-zoned. You have not utilized the things in your mind that got you to the egg. We've got to work on those things. We've got to build something up in those things that shows you your worth and value. See, when those things become connected, you begin to see the world differently because you kind of like cross the street at that point. And then when you cross the street at that point, you can no longer play by the old rules, because the old rules were what? The old you. You are now evolved. And as an evolved man, you can't play by sucker rules anymore. So then you must then create new laws for yourself that you don't go away from. You better don't fuck them up. I'm telling you. A lot of motherfuckers don't try. I'm telling you. It's not to scare you. I'm just saying the mind is the greatest trickster. And if you think that you can get away with disloyalty and trust in your mind, oh, man, you will always be a slave to that motherfucker. That one voice will always be your fucking master. And no matter what you do, you'll never feel good enough for her. You'll always devalue yourself. And I don't want you guys to do that, okay? But what I do, if y'all got any questions, go ahead and ask. But what I do want y'all to do is think about the graveyard. Think about everybody there. They all had one thing in common. They thought they had tomorrow coming to them. Make sure you live every day like it is your last. That's the important thing about the graveyard that we're talking to you guys about. Make sure you realize that's your last. That's what we want you guys to do. But if y'all got a question, I'm going to hang for 9 more minutes with y'all dogs. And I want to make sure that I can answer any questions that y'all have, because here's the thing, guys. I don't want y'all bird watching, but bird watching is a part of the distrust that you have. A man has to be a student of the game. Student of the game has to soak up knowledge. Why do you guys think that y'all just bird watch? Y'all don't understand how the mind is fucking you over right now. Well, it's not fucking you over. You have chose to fuck it over. Now you're getting the remnants of that. Yeah, Tyler, man, I don't need to see a woman sucking your dick, Tyler. Come on, Tyler. I did get the video, Tyler. Thank you. I appreciate that, Tyler. You can still keep sending them, though. That shit's funny, though. You still can say that shit. What I'm saying to y'all guys, nobody's talking to you this way. I'm talking to you this way because I care. I'm talking to you this way because you just don't understand the depth in which you have fucked yourself over. You have shunned and friend-zoned all the important parts of you. You're a warrior. All the parts of you that are supposed to represent you. So it's on you. It's on you guys. We got last round of questions for anybody. I got a question. Please ask. We got about 8 minutes. I'll stay for 8 minutes. I answer any questions y'all got. If not, we'll roll. But just ask if y'all got questions. I'm here. But you don't even understand the reason why you don't have questions, or you have questions that you want to know, but you're too afraid to ask. Who the fuck do you think is pulling your strings? You don't even see it. You don't even know why you can't even ask a question, or why you take notes and all this other stuff. I'm not the bad guy. I'm the one that's trying to get you to see your value and your worth. I can't see it for you. I need you to see it for yourself. And the day you see it for yourself is the day that you win in a game, man. You win. But you can't win not doing anything. And that's what's important about what we've been discussing. You don't, my brother, you don't. Why would you want a woman to fall in love with you? The reason why you can't make a woman fall in love with you, FB, is because you don't even love yourself. And your statement shows that you don't love yourself. And the reason you don't love yourself is because you worship the woman over yourself. And that's pretty fucked up. It's sad. You just don't love yourself. Look at this. This is sad. This is sad. How the fuck you get a woman to fall in love with you? When did a woman become so fucking important where you fall in love? Wouldn't you rather fall into respect? Why would you want her to fucking love you? But why? What's so special about her? You want her to love you? I don't know about y'all guys. I just want to be addicted. I want the habit. I don't want her fucking love. But love is beneath me. I don't want her love. But it's something to think about. But you're not. You know, guys, sometimes I teach y'all these shows, and it just goes over your head. So just go back and listen to the show over again, because you don't even get it. Didn't I fucking tell you guys what to do, how to do it, and yet you're asking me this question? Oh, man. Humans. No, you're doing it the wrong. Your question is an I do. It's not an I am, and that's the problem. You're not going to do this because you don't know this. This forces this. But right now, this is forcing this. That's the problem. You're in reaction. If you put your bid in, you're not. You don't have it to put your bid in, man. Because there's no unity in the mind to put your bid in. Come on, brother. You can't do that, Jay. You can't. Hey, really, Jeff, you cannot. That's what I'm saying. Don't go down that pathway. Look at your life right now with the fact that you friend zone yourself, and look how bad your life is that you friend zone yourself. What do you think happens when you lose the trust in yourself? Oh, man, you think the friend zone is bad? Why? Oh, you have lost the kingdoms forever. It will always be dysfunction. There will never be unity because no one's going to trust a fucking thing that you say. Why should I trust a motherfucker that doesn't trust himself? What the fuck are you talking about, number? What the fuck are you talking about? What number? What number are you talking about? What the fuck is he talking about, number? What the fuck is he talking about? It shocks me, man. You know, it just shocks me. It just shocks me. I just keep pushing forward. Same thing. You know how to get better. I just told you how to get better. This is not up to, dude. We were on for 2 hours, motherfucker. You should have called in before. No, don't do that. You're disrespecting me at that point. Don't ask for no fucking phone number. We were on for 2 hours. You want to call in? Call in at 3 o'clock tomorrow when I'm on with Angry Man. Don't do that, man. Don't be fucking asking for the number and the lines have been down for 28 minutes. Don't do that shit, dude. What I'm saying to y'all guys, all my dogs out there, I just want you to think. Don't judge. Just think what I'm saying. If there is dysfunction right now with you where you cannot operate when it comes to women, where you are just, you don't know what to say, nervous and all that other shit, that's the dysfunction because you have created that dysfunction by ignoring the best parts of you. And when you ignore the best parts of you, why would they give you something to say if you have never even talked to yourself enough to worship and praise and be proud and be happy and to be glad and to be thankful of these parts of yourself? No, you've done the other thing. What's even worse, listen, what's even worse, this is the worst part about you. Let me show y'all something. If this is the dysfunction, how do you think you're going to reach that when all you're doing is putting layers of poison, hypergamy, high-value man, no fap, and all that shit that you have been learning from other people to take you? Listen, I keep telling you that y'all understand how cults work. A cult works by taking you away from yourself, and then you become indoctrinated with their words and their thoughts and their behaviors. And when you do that, what do you think you're saying to yourself? When you're saying hypergamy, you're saying I'm not good enough. When you're saying female nature, no fab, high value man, when you say that shit, look at what you're saying to yourself. You're saying we're not good enough. And you know what they say? All right, fuck it. We'll just go and do our own thing. You putting your trust in somebody else versus putting your trust in us? You can't even put your trust in yourself. But you trust in these motherfuckers over here? The layers, you got to look. Every Every fucking YouTuber that you have followed, add layers to that. Because you can't get to the dysfunction right here. You've got to go through all those layers just to get down here. And that's the truth. I don't want to lie to y'all guys. I don't want to lie to y'all guys. I don't want to lie to y'all. I'm not going to. Because I don't want y'all to think y'all can do this shit overnight. You just got to see where the fuck you at. But you got to see what you have created. This ain't nothing about me. You created this mess. It's not me. The only way you're going to get out of it, you have got to go down those layers to reach that core of you and bring them all back together. Let me get this question. Wait, got a question. I'm sorry. Grass, so unique. When you defeat your gear and rejection and become the greatest, did you fear rejection? No, a true game. I didn't know what I didn't know that I didn't know. I thought the game was about girls when I was 9. Boy, was I wrong. No. Mm-mm. No. I was a student. See, as a 9-year-old or any student that becomes a student, he truly clears his mind. And he truly builds what he builds. See, he doesn't live in the past, okay? And what's happening is this is a great question. What's happening for a lot of guys is they're still living in the past. Their past is their present. You must come to grips with whatever the fuck happened to me yesterday. I can't change that shit. Whatever I'm feeling, I can't change that shit. And I've got to accept that. If you cannot accept that, you're never going to get this shit down. You must clean the slate, and from cleaning the slate, build for the future. You don't build for the past. You build for the present and the future. So for me, it wasn't a thing of defeating. It was a thing of getting to know. I didn't know I had a fucking scribe. I didn't know I had a Cullen. I didn't know those things were here. I didn't know I had those things. But once I had those things, I got to know those things, and I got to love those things, and I respected those things. Because those things are going to give me some fucking ass. Those things will give me some motherfucking pussy and women and all that other shit. So I had to treat them well by being grateful, appreciating waking up every day, appreciating being able to open my eyes, appreciating being able to walk, appreciating being able to open a goddamn door, because there are people out there who can't. So I appreciated things about me. I never had expensive cars and lavish shit. But I lived in beautiful kingdoms in my mind because I never lived for anybody but me. And it was me and my motherfucking oneness versus everybody. I was always one, even when I took 2 buses to go to work to save gas money. When I didn't have nice clothes, I had decent clothes. I didn't have nice clothes. I just got shit that looked okay or good on me. That was economical. Because I only had my middle check. My other one check went to the bank, and whatever I had to pay rent, it had to pay food, and it had to pay for my fucking video games. So that's all I had. So I had me. I forced me to fucking love me. I didn't give a fuck about nobody else. It was me versus the world. And guess what? I got rejected, turned down, shot down, walked away, fuck off, all that shit. But on the other hand, I've got, yes, I can't wait to see you. I miss you. But I got a little bit of both. But guess what? I just don't give a fuck. Care about that. That shit, that doesn't make me. I make me by loving those parts of me that no one else can love but me. And if I don't love those parts, nobody else will, my brother. No, it's nobody else's job and obligation to love parts of you that nobody has access to. That's how deep game is. But y'all are on such a surface. Y'all don't see how the depth of game, brother. Hey, brother, do you think a girl gets more attracted to a guy when she gets cursed at, degraded, or stepped on? SP. I don't understand you dwellers, man. When you become one with yourself, because there's a lot of dysfunction in you by your question, you're not asking this question. Because any question you have that has to do with a woman shows your fucking admiration, love, loyalty, and worship of fucking pussy. Why do you give a fuck? Stop trying to force women into what you want them to be. I keep telling y'all, we don't do that. I never force a woman to be anything but herself. You want to know why? Because I know something she doesn't know. That when she's herself, I can elevate and educate that motherfucker so much that she can just go toss the pussy to me. Like that. I don't need to curse or degrade or step on. Why would you do that to somebody? But yet y'all cry when they do it to you. But why would you even want to do that to somebody? We don't curse, degrade, or step on women. We walk the fuck off and say goodbye. I'm not wasting my time. Don't do that shit. That's, men don't do that shit. I don't know what human you've been following, Dweller, but you have got the game all fucked up. You don't need to curse at a fucking woman, degrade them or anything. They're already cursing at themselves, degrading themselves, and stepping on themselves already. Why do you need to keep piling on to that shit? But here's the worst part about it. You're talking about abuse, young man. We don't teach abusing. So I'm going to say this to you. Don't ever ask me that question again. I do not believe in abusing women. Do not, guys, don't fucking put your hands on them. Don't curse them out. Walk away. Don't degrade them. Walk away. Don't step on them. Walk the fuck away. That's more powerful than you degrading someone that's already beaten up. Don't do that shit. You're not going to get attraction. You're going to get a woman that's afraid of you. You know how that shit goes. Once they become afraid of you, goddamn it. I don't want you getting stabbed in the middle of the night or the burning bed or something bad happens because they feel they can't escape. You know, hey, it's my dog. Hey, Unique. I was watching my favorite British show, on Netflix, Top Boy. Is it Top Boy? Hold on, what the fuck is his name? Wait, is it Top Boy, Poy Boy? What the fuck is my joystick? Old Boy? Where's my joystick at? What the fuck is the name? What is that? God damn it. I think it's called Top Boy. Is it called Top Boy? It's a British gangster show. And I binged the new season. And what you will see in that new season is abuse. The one of those girls was being mentally abused by her baby daddy and the baby daddy's sister. She was so fucking in the head, she had to escape where she had to go beg to go into a store to sneak away because she was being degraded, stepped on, and abused. Don't be that. I think it's Top Boy. I think it's Top Boy. You know that British show, the Brits, man. I think it's Top Boy. I fucks with that shit, man. Let me see here. It's not learn. Okay, young man. It's not learning from coaches like me. It's being a student of the game, young man. You must be, listen, one thing I talk about in the book, but one thing I loved the most when I was young was watching kung fu movies, man. Because kung fu movies is how life is today. The only way those motherfuckers learn how to defeat their fucking demons, which were the bad guys in these movies, was to learn kung fu. But they had to be a student of the game. They had to listen to the mentors and learn whatever they were being taught. And learn that it wasn't just a simple thing. It's a journey, man. All right, let me get to the next one. Yeah, I need to think about that one, Unique. I mean, Freelance. Thank you, brother. Thank you. Yeah, Top Boy. There you go. Yeah, Top Boy. That's my shit, dog. Hey, Freelance. I was binging that shit. Oh, I love that. That's my shit. I love Top Boy, dog. This new season is fucking fire. But there was some abuse in that shit. Yeah. So, guys, next week. I mean, tomorrow, Angry Man and I at 3 East. EO and I at 7 East, okay? Guys, y'all need me, get at me at themanmindset@gmail.com. When you are ready to be a student of the game, be a student of the game. Listen, right now you guys are in the friend zone because of the dysfunction. And all you got to do right now, before y'all do anything drastic, just start finding ways to begin to communicate with those people inside of you to start building up a little bit of trust where they work with you. Because you're not going to get this down if you don't become one with yourself. It's got to be a oneness. Okay, gentlemen, a oneness. And I want to say thank you to the 168 likes. I appreciate all you guys out there. Guys, I tip my hat off to you guys. Thank y'all so very much, man. I appreciate likes are free, and I appreciate it. It tells me 168 of you motherfuckers appreciate what I said, and I, to me, say thank you. It helps the algorithm out. It helps the show out and all this other stuff. So I just want to say, take a moment, say thank you. And also, guys, make sure, you gentlemen, y'all take a moment and go in the mirror, toast yourself, appreciate yourself, love yourself, and start the process. But for right now, you must accept that you're going to be in the friend zone for a little while, okay? This is just going to be the truth. You're not going to necessarily get out of it, but at least you know now what you're going to have to do to begin the process of getting out of the friend zone, okay? I'm the Dean. It's the Man Mindset. Guys, I appreciate y'all so much. We got two shows back-to-back tomorrow. We'll see y'all tomorrow.
The following program.
Oh, oops, wrong one. My bad. Oops.
Just like that, man, mindset. Just like that, man, mindset. Have a good night. The show was over. Take notes and use what the Dean has told you. Now with dating, your game is colder. No hesitation when you approach her. Gotta level up. Gotta keep on rising. Till you the best.